I think that he sold his soul to a hell that doesn't exist anymore.
So maybe when everything gets started back, he has to.
I don't know. Who is this dude in the green hood?
What green hood?
The green hood. With the...
Oh, that's Karnak.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. He's getting his own book.
Yeah, Warren Ellis is writing his own book.
That might be okay.
For 6 issues, it'll be awesome.
Until Columbo takes,
until Columbo takes over, it's going to be terrible.
Warren Ellis can write weird stuff, and Karnak deserves that weird thing.
Yes.
But back to Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange,
I think it's kind of lazy.
Giving him an axe?
Yeah, because it does represent him losing some of his great power.
Yeah,
but... And it's hard to write a
but that's
really
how you...
powerful character, like Doctor Fate. He's written very terribly all the time. His new book.
That new
yes.
book was actually not.
Yeah,
bad.
New book's pretty solid.
Silver Surfer. Written terribly over and over.
Yeah,
his new stuff
was
all morality.
Yeah, and it was good, actually.
If they can do a Doctor Strange book
and
that
no,
deals
and
with
I'm,
that, I'm cool.
Well, it's Jason Aaron. You know he'll, like. He'll Metro Prime Doctor Strange. He'll start him over
if someone
and build
can
him
just,
back
it's
up.
It's not Metro Prime,
we'll
it's Metro Period.
And it's
Metro True.
If someone.
See all this
just
cool
did
stuff.
Like an entire
so all this cool stuff you have.
Yeah,
like
you don't get it until the end of the game.
If someone did an ongoing series of Doctor Strange that was just like The Oath, I'd be down.
They're not going
but,
to.
Yeah,
they're
I
not
know.
Going
I can't
to.
Keep it up. The
BKB
Oath
can't,
was so good.
Can't do that.
But,
now, why are there... There's 4 Spider people.
Yes.
There's Spider-Woman,
yep.
Gwen, Peter, of course.
Peter, and Miles.
And Miles.
Actually, there's a 5th book that's just all Spider people.
The amount of Spider people
is way too high. There's 5 Spider
Web Warriors,
yes.
Like the cartoon.
Yes.
No, it's a spinoff of Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
All, right.
All the Spider-Men are staying
also,
together.
Also, I'm cool, I'm more than cool, with X-23 becoming the new Wolverine.
Oh yeah, I dig
I'm
it.
I'm
awesome.
Okay with that.
I dig it. Tom Taylor writing it?
Yes. The best choice. What I'm not cool with is Old Man Logan.
I don't know.
He's writing it.
I'm cool with that middle finger to DC, though. It's great.
Yeah,
it
is.
Really is.
Well, you know, you don't know who's writing Old Man Logan?
No.
It's
Jeff
Lemire
and then
Andrea
Sorrentino was doing
yeah.
art. It's just a giant middle finger.
It's like, remember how you had both of these guys?
Yes.
Now we have them.
Yes.
Remember that Green Arrow run that was really good? Well, we took that team.
Remember that run that made
talk
people care about Green
DC
Arrow?
DC is terrible at keeping talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
All they have is Jeff Johns.
Yeah. That's it. And Scott Snyder.
And Scott Snyder.
For the however long they
Scott Snyder is a Batman writer.
Yeah.
That's
he
it.
One
once
book.
He's
that's
off,
a good point.
Once he's off Batman,
he's
I don't
gone.
Think he'll write anything else for DC.
I mean,
yeah,
in
I
all
agree.
Fairness,
he wrote Swamp Thing.
And then he left.
But
let Charles Soule write it.
Well, he wrote his story on Swamp Thing.
But Swamp Thing didn't get good until Charles Soule picked it up.
Swamp Thing was good before Charles
good,
Soule.
But it didn't get really good until.
No, it did not get
it was a lot better with Soule on it.
Oh,
speaking of Soule, he's got 2 books dropping today.
Yeah.
Lando. I can't believe I bought a Lando book.
I can't.
I cannot believe
awesome.
It.
But it's Alex Maleev and Charles
Soule.
Yeah,
it's going to be that art, man.
Yeah.
I love
did you get
Alex
that cover
Maleev.
With just a picture of Billy Dee Williams on
yeah.
it?
He was holding a Colt 45 over there.
Oh, that's
love Billy Dee, though. Love him.
But,
I wonder if anyone ever won that Colt 45 Billy Dee Williams contest.
I'm sure somebody will.
Somebody
won
has.
That. Yeah, it was meet him, right? Hanging out.
Yeah, it was hanging out. Which I was like, I think I might have drank more Colt 45 in that time just to...
Just, I mean, who wouldn't want to meet Lando? And ask him, why, Lando? Why?
Well, actually,
who's Tara Butters?
Someone
is that a
very
thing?
Buttery?
Tara Butters is the writer on Captain Marvel.
Oh, no, that's one of the writers
her
from...
And Michelle Fazekas.
Those the 2 head writers from Agent Carter.
Okay. And Chris Anka doing the art. I love
yeah,
his
Chris
art style.
Is gonna be awesome.
I love that style he's got. It's sort of like a like pulp poster. From
have
back
you seen
in the
who's
day,
writing
sort of
the new Captain America?
The Sam Wilson Captain
yeah,
America? Nick
Spencer?
That pisses me
I hate
off.
Daniel Acuna's art.
I love Daniel Acuna's art.
He looks lazy in a lot of places.
I think it's great. I think it'll be an interesting cat book.
You guys
that just
talked,
pisses me
you
off.
You guys
so.
Talked about the totally awesome Hulk in very poor tones because of the title of
the
book.
The title, okay.
It's a poor title, but I think
it's a poor title.
The title of the book sets the tone of the book.
All they'd have to do is say Greg Pox Hulk and I'm Hulk.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because that dude can write
yes.
Hulk.
My only
I
problem
agree.
Is the look
the
of a faux hawk in that
yeah,
thing.
It's the hair, though. The hairline is messing us all
that
up.
That faux hawk, really.
I figured out who it is.
Either that or it's like a pinhead.
It's Amadeus Cho.
Sort of
yeah. It can only be Amadeus Cho.
And
Greg Pock is coming back to the book. That would be the only way he would do it.
That's kind of
Jason Arrow, Aaron and Dodderman continuing their Thor run with the Mighty Thor. Is great.
Yeah.
Especially that cover when they've got... They're going to really focus on the cancer thing, and I think that's a really good idea. I think you can write some important stories that deal with a difficult topic.
Yeah, they better do
and
it.
And Thor has done that in the past.
Yes.
As you know, a character.
I just was...
And Marvel's
so done
it in the
past. Jane Foster, Thor, because I knew that's who it was. Yeah. And also, I was just like, really?
It was a bit of a
misdirection. You know what? Here's why it was good, though.
But they didn't let us hang on for very long.
Yeah.
Everyone remember issue 14? Right after the God Bomb story, that issue where he just hangs out with Jane Foster.
Love it.
And out of nowhere, it just hits you so hard. That issue is so good.
It was defining.
It was defining.
Yeah.
That was why Jason Aaron went on to do it. He was like, I didn't even mean to make it Jane Foster. But after I wrote that issue, I was like, I want to keep writing her.
We got the Scarlet Witch, number one, James Robinson. I've grown to
that'll
become
be
a fan of him.
It'll be
good. Kevin Wada on the art on there. Actually, it just says cover art. I'm not sure if we have an artist.
There's a couple
that.
Of
it'll
those
cool.
where they just have cover artists, this which is like either they're not wanting to reveal it or they just don't have a solid one yet, which seems kind of weird.
Does James Robinson have three books now?
He does.
Yeah.
Of the three, that's the one I'm looking forward to the least, actually. Though.
And he's doing some indie stuff, too.
I don't know. That Squad Supreme book looks cool.
Isn't he doing They're Not Like Us on Image? Isn't that him, James Robinson?
I don't know.
It's on the back of your
It's been a while since I've
What's on the back of your comic, Larry? They're Not Like Us? Is that James Robinson?
No.
Eric Stevenson.
I don't know who that is. My bad. Anyway, Scarlet Witch number one. I think this is indicative of the movies making the comics. And I don't know if I'm cool with that.
It could be cool.
We'll have to see.
She's not
I mean, that's the only reason why we have an Ant-Man comic right now. That Ant-Man comic's really good.
And that Ant-Man comic is awesome. Let's not even dispel how good that book is. Especially now that it's about to be Ant-Man plus Superior Foes.
Yeah.
Which would be tons of fun.
Miss Marvel, G. Willow Wilson.
It's the same team.
Takeshi Miyazawa is going to be doing some of the art with Adrian Alfana.
Yeah,
I'm awesome
the two
with
artists.
That.
Hey, man.
I'm very awesome with that, dude.
Yeah.
Now, this is the book, and it's going to be weird.
The
out of
the,
all of the all-new, all-different previews that they're doing.
This is the one on the
Illuminati.
Yeah.
Because Josh Williamson is on it. He's my new favorite writer of the past 12 months. He's doing Birthright over on Image.
I don't want to read any more Hood, though.
He's doing the Red Skull Secret Wars tie-in.
Yeah, Red Skull was
really
great.
It was really good.
It was.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is somehow gonna. I was like, is this leading into Illuminati? And I was like,
I'm not sure, but it's got the Hood on the cover.
Yeah.
The Hood.
You know who else is on?
It also looks like it's got
Eric O'Grady
and Irredeemable.
Yeah. Eric O'Grady is confirmed to be on that team already. Josh Williamson has already said, Taylor. Yeah.
I am so excited to read that.
Me and Jules had a talk.
Forever Evil. I mean, another slap in the face. Yeah. Of DC. They have Forever Evil as the tagline for Illuminati.
But the thing with Illuminati that was weird was, like, me and Jules were talking about it. It's like, as, like, Illuminati's usually, like, really intelligent, like, you know, it's
the
like...
The rest of the team is not as cool as the Hood and Eric O'Grady.
I'm thinking there's going to be a secret person guiding
them.
Absorbing Man.
Basically...
Titana?
Basically, this is...
And then
that's what I said. I was like, this is going to be their Thunderbolts.
I'm cool with that.
I'm not sure if I am,
well,
depending
you know
on how they do it.
On the cover, at the very beginning,
I have faith
you see Vindicator from the old Thunderbolts. I bet you that's the Hood. I bet you they do the old...
I don't want that. I want the old Hood. I want the Hood that I like.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I'm sure he'll be pretending to be the Vindicator as well.
I'm cool with that.
And how about the straight-up in Red Skull, like, Suicide Squad play there with the collars on?
Yeah.
I was just like... They really are just
their
like
skull.
Marvel has gotten really tongue in cheeky with DC lately.
Well, they know they can because they're winning.
Yeah, they're winning. What you gonna do?
They're winning in everything.
Yes,
Jeff Lemire and Ramon Perez on Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good. It says Hawkeye versus Hawkeye, and it looks like an older Barton. You know, older
it's gonna
Clint
be
Barton.
Kate versus...
So it's gonna be Kate versus Clint. We've seen that before.
Yeah, that's what
But we haven't seen it from Lemire.
Yeah, that tagline I was kind of like, I was like, that's kind of half, that tagline's happened.
But we'll see it. Nick Spencer, Ramon Rosanos on Ant-Man, that's going to continue to be
good. Heard they're
plus
go from...
his Superior Foes, and that dude in the bear suit comes back.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This previous run that Jeff Lemire just did on Hawkeye was going into Hawkeye's past.
Yeah.
I think this one's supposed to go into Hawkeye's future now.
Oh, okay.
They're going to explore what happens to them
years
down the line, and you're going to go back and forth to see where their disconnect starts.
Yeah. Vision number one, Tom King. Yeah.
That's another
came
movie. Out of the movies.
Yeah.
Contest of Champions is the only reason I'm reading the the one Secret Wars tie-in was my show. Yeah, Future Imperfect. And I'm so glad I did because my favorite Marvel character appeared in it in the last issue. Layla Miller, Butterfly, hanging out in there. I'm so glad she's back in a book.
I haven't been.
It's only a matter of time before Multiple Man shows up in that series. Thank God. I missed him so much. All of him. But yeah, Contest of Champions, I'm not sure what that's going to be, man.
It'll be
it looks like a space thing.
Yeah.
They made a game
there's
already.
There's a game.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, Al Ewing and Paco Medina seems like a throwaway team.
I like Paco Medina's art.
I don't mind Al Ewing.
Yeah, I love Al Ewing. But actually, it seems he's like probably a throwaway one of my favorite writers
this
right now.
This whole title, the whole concept of it, seems like to promote a game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does. Champions. Yeah.
Or...
And it's got like an old school looking Gamora on the cover.
Yeah.
This with her hood.
The only place you can find Gamora in the entire
to,
book.
Exactly.
She's not even in
the Guardians. I know.
Yeah.
Which, like, Guardians team is.
Well, that's not. Well,
but Kitty Pryde is Star Lord? You don't like Kitty Pryde?
No, going already with it.
No, I'm fine with that. It's more
yeah.
Than, okay. Oh, how about.
All right, next.
Venom
got,
Space Knight.
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. We're going in order.
Okay.
Amazing Spider-Man, Dan Slott keeping up his run.
Yeah, man.
Are they ever going to kick
Iron
him?
Man.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got a Spider-Mobile, guys.
Is he? Are they ever going to kick him off this book?
They really need to.
They need to. I'm
Giuseppe Camuncoli is going to be the new artist. I prefer Humberto Giuseppe. Ramos.
Yeah, but can you see what
Spider-Man.
He's doing now?
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting
his new book is way
it's
better.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Carnage number one. Eh.
I'm just
good.
Surprised they're doing a Carnage book.
It's Jerry
like,
Conway, the great Jerry Conway.
I like
Conway.
Carnage,
yeah, I know.
But not so, as a he needs his own series.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Like my, short, a short run thing would
yeah,
be fine.
Mike Perkins doing the art, that seems like a throwaway book. Spider-Woman number one is taking things in totally different directions.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I love Dennis,
Dennis Hopeless can definitely tackle
with,
this
yes,
subject.
With
yeah,
her
absolutely.
Being a parent, that's kind of... I saw that on the internet the other day. I was like,
Marvel has touched on that before, the... Luke Cage,
yeah,
Jessica
Luke Cage,
Jones,
Jessica
baby.
Jones,
yeah. They kind of made a joke out of it, though, putting Squirrel Girl as her nanny.
Yeah.
I think this is going to take a little bit more serious
they made it
take
seem
on
like
a single,
single parent.
Parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
that's
thing.
That's an interesting.
It's very compelling. It's very modern, timely. So, Spider-Man number one, Bendis continuing his run on Spider-Man. Spider-Gwen
that,
number
okay.
One, Jason Latour.
That's only Bendis' book that I like.
Yeah.
Silk number one. Robbie Thompson and Stacey Lee, that might
same
be good.
Team.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2099, I don't care.
I
like the new
don't care.
I don't care for that universe.
Peter David.
Me either.
I will keep reading the Peter David book. If it's the only the one Peter David book
but
I can get,
I'm a huge Peter David fan. I will skip that because I don't like Spider-Man 2099.
Thank
he
you,
created
Gummer.
Him, though.
Web Warriors.
I like Spider-Man 2099, but I liked it when he came back. In time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that was
Superior
the,
Spider-Man
yes.
And that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I was a fan
that,
of that too.
The last 12 issues were awesome because he was in the past.
Yeah.
Now,
back in the future. It's kind of like Batman Beyond.
Wait,
there's not that
are you
many
reading,
really great.
Secret Wars 2099? Because it's awesome.
I've looked at
Spider-Man
it.
Spider-Man
yeah.
2099 makes a new
I
Avengers.
It was okay.
And they're all messed up.
Yeah.
All very Peter David.
Web Warriors, I don't understand. It's Mike Costa and David Baldian. I've never even heard of David Baldian. But they're defending the Spider-Verse. That's the tagline. So, is the Spider-Verse that was created during that event like a thing now?
Yeah.
It's like its own universe.
Yeah,
it's, like
it's
all
it Spider-Man. It even has its own in the
so
Secret
many
Wars.
Of them lost their universes, so they're all kind of...
So after Secret Wars, there's still going to be a separate universe full of...
Spider-Man
and Gwen
no,
is
going to
be
no, it's, it's like a Spider-Man core who protects the multiverse.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh,
it's,
so
like,
it's like
a Captain
like,
Britain core
it's, yes,
except
Excalibur.
It's Spider-Man.
It's Excalibur
with Spider-Man. Excalibur
with Spider-Man.
And they have their own Spider they have their own
Britain
Spider-Man.
I could read that.
You see who leads the team is the Captain Britain Spider-Man
yeah.
Because
yes.
The Britain core was lost
yep.
Forever.
I could read that, man. That might be okay. If you notice they got like 1602 a picture of 1602 Spider-Man over there. That's pretty cool.
I just wish they would have left Spider-Ham out.
Yeah,
he's
got to be
funny.
He's a classic. It's funny.
He's a classic.
Gotta have
funny
a comic relief.
It's funny to a point.
He's also one of the first alternate Spider-Mans ever created.
I mean, I like it, but...
All right, these are a couple things that are bothering me. The first one is really good. Charles Soule on Daredevil.
That's going to be
awesome.
That's
going to be great.
Ron
Garney is an underrated artist.
I agree.
He's amazing.
He draws grit so well.
So well. And I'm hoping Charles Soule just takes this back to the streets. But it looks like Gambit's on the cover of the first issue.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. It could be Stick.
I love
it could
looks
be a
like
new
Gambit.
Stick.
It could be a new Stick.
Yeah, but
it looks
like
Gambit, dude.
Yeah.
You know, saying all that, Charles Soule, I don't think he would touch the mutants in a Daredevil book.
That's well, they said the Devil's Apprentice. If yeah. they decide if, to
that's what I'm saying. It could
take
be,
him out.
It could be a brand new stick.
Yeah, but where Daredevil is now the master.
Yeah.
But if they do take Gambit out of the X-Men universe, basically, and put him there,
well,
I would be fine with that.
I would be fine with it. The only reason I don't think they will is because Fox and Marvel... And the
I don't think
Daredevil show
fits well, in a Daredevil.
Yes,
book.
But you also have the Channing Tatum.
I don't mind Channing Tatum being.
I'm just saying you had that. I'm just saying you had that coming up.
Daredevil for a while.
On
a previous
why
podcast,
yeah. something successful.
In a previous podcast, it was brought up Channing Tatum.
Yeah, we were all bothered by it.
I'm not bothered by it.
I'm not bothered.
If they can fix his accent. Didn't you mention the accent?
I
loved his Creole accent in the X-Men animated series.
I don't mind him being that because I originally did not like when they said Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I was like, there's no way.
I still don't like
Hugh Jackman. He's from a musical. There's no way he's going to pull off being that badass. And I thought he did a good job.
Well, here's the thing about we all want the Remy from the 90s cartoon.
Yes.
The same,
The
same way we want Wolverine to sound like
exactly,
the '90s cartoon.
Exactly.
Canadians don't sound like that.
That's true.
And Creole people don't sound like
that's
that.
Exactly.
We've talked about this.
And Professor X will never sound that intelligent
and you
again.
You get into see that's the issue that I have because I live near New Orleans.
Yeah.
I live near
there. And they don't
there.
Sound like that.
Nobody
they
sounds
do.
Like
they
that.
Know.
If you want a
They're
true
so
Creole
gullible.
Accent, but, watch Swamp People.
But do you want that you can't understand a word he's saying.
Exactly.
Because
no,
on
so
Swamp
that's
People,
saying.
They have to put subtitles.
You know, some people...
Exactly.
And
that is
get,
why...
Yes.
You know, you could give him no accent, and he could just use the Creole slang, and I would watch
it. I'd be fine.
I'd be fine with it. He can use Creole slang and speak
perfectly.
But
you do get into sort of a racial...
That's also why I
talking down on the...
Yeah.
A British character on an American show, they're not going to speak.
They're not
the
Cockney
British.
Yeah.
yeah.
They're American British.
Even there's an Americanized Cockney British.
Exactly, exactly.
And even if it's a British actor, they're going to speak a different accent than on a British show.
It's hard to understand.
It's
hard to understand British people
on
the phone.
Don't get a Trump Cajun to play Gambit.
Exactly.
You won't understand a word he says.
All right, let's move on. Guardians
but
of the Galaxy.
You should get a short guy to play Wolverine.
I have to disagree on that because there are some Cajuns you can understand what they're saying.
But can you do it?
You know some. That's different.
We don't want Florida Panhandle. We want a little bit more west than that.
Florida Panhandle.
Florida
Where
Panhandle.
Where the heck are you
Florida
going?
Panhandle.
No, you
first
want
off,
Louisiana.
That's not Florida.
Behind.
It's only a little bit. It's only 100 miles. You know, 100 miles in one direction.
Yeah,
the
but there's a big difference
so
between Florida Panhandle
to,
and Louisiana.
But
there's
still 100 miles between.
Yeah, there's
you
are straight up French.
Yeah, but there's a huge difference in their speak. Like I said. You cannot understand the majority of Cajuns if you don't already know Cajuns.
But I don't
you
think it matters
French
because
fusion,
I
don't,
think this
you
is.
Don't
I think it's a new
else,
stick.
So.
All right, Guardians of the Galaxy number one. I
Kitty
hate
Pride
this.
Is Star-Lord.
I hate this.
I hate this.
I just
don't
like the way
too.
Groot looks. Actually,
I like the raccoon.
I don't
being
like
in
the way. Groot.
Yeah,
you
I did
that. You got
I don't
the
like
thing in the Guardians.
I like
I'm
the
okay
in the Guardians.
I technically see, created in space.
See, I'm okay with
technically.
I'm okay with Venom.
Yeah, I'm
them.
Cool with Venom.
I don't know about Thing.
You know,
Thing's
I like
better
Thing.
Than
well,
Venom
we'll have
my,
to see.
My regard.
Isn't Venom a bad guy?
I was.
No, not anymore.
I was okay with Venom being on the team until they did that Venom arc.
The world, Venom,
Venom,
planet.
Venom,
Venom
planet.
Planet.
And that was
terrible.
Terrible.
Now, right, from here, I'm looking at Groot. He looks like a lima bean that's been turned into
Predator.
Yeah,
Groot. Yeah,
yeah.
No, he looks like a lima bean that's been turned into Predator.
Hold on. He's right. It's Black Vortex Group.
Groot's been changed
Groot
in this.
Groot got changed.
Yeah.
And he has the power cosmic now.
What I was saying was that he looks like a lima bean.
Whatever. He just has the look of
what
he would have.
No, he looks like a lima bean that's turned into Predator.
It's like almost dreads coming down like Predator.
Right. There is a Predator kind of.
All right. Next,
yeah.
This is weird. Drax number one, which I'm okay with that.
Wait, look at this.
CM Punk. I think CM Punk might be a better writer than Colin Bunn.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true.
Howard the Duck, Zdarsky, Joe Quiones doing it again. Nova, Sean Ryan, I've never heard of him. Corey Smith, isn't that the lead singer of Slipknot?
No, that's Corey Taylor.
Oh, my
Taylor. That's Taylor.
That guy who is talking smack about Kanye West.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Who's Kanye West?
America.
No, Kanye West.
No, talking smack about Kanye West.
Corey Taylor Chris today. Corey I Taylor. Just read a thing that today band, that year.
Slipknot, you know, that got the name from a Grateful Dead song.
Yeah.
But the joke was the person talking smack about Kanye
was
West.
America.
Well, it was America. Yeah.
Sam anyway. Humphries and Dave Johnson.
Not going to read it.
That's not Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson's doing covers. They don't have
I'm just
an
not any. I'm sorry, Sam Humphries.
Star-Lord, I'm not sure what direction that's going to take with a Star-Lord solo book. He works
Who's
better
not
in Guardians.
In Guardians.
Yeah, it works
that Star-Lord's not even in Guardians.
Venom, Space Knight.
No.
Ariel Olivetti on art, though. I love that dude.
Yeah. Don't care, though.
Frank Barbary, Brent Schoonover on Howling Commandos.
It could be interesting.
That could be cool.
More Man Thing.
More Man Thing.
I like my Man Thing.
I would like to read some more Man Thing.
No thanks.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what Man Thing? Wait, where is that
Jules loves Man Thing.
I don't like Man Thing because it always puts me out.
No, Jules
if you're having
loves
a bad
man
thought
thing.
And he touches
sorry.
You, bam,
he loves
down.
Old Man
Fear.
Thing.
Bam.
It's just Jules loves
Beautiful
old man. Yeah.
No, and negative thoughts too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you have
he
like
loves
hate
old man
in your heart,
because he loves the burn.
Then basically, he can kill everybody.
I don't
want
to burn. I don't want to burn if I think somebody's
man.
A jerk.
All right, let's get through the rest of this.
Everybody's a jerk.
No. You don't burn because somebody's jerk. You burn when you jerk. That's the problem.
Oh, my. I thought you go blind.
All right, you can carry poems.
I thought you go blind.
Agents
and then Man Thing touches you and you're dead.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. by Mark Guggenheim. I love Mark Guggenheim.
I like Mark.
He does a lot of TV stuff now. He's the guy responsible for Green Arrow and Flash's success. Him doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is only a book because of a TV show, has a lot of weird synergy around it.
But
I'm excited.
The Flash and Green Arrow shows versus the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show are two totally different beats.
But at the same time,
no,
guys,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
another
he,
big
middle
finger is Mark Guggenheim leaving. Yeah. Arrow and Flash.
Yes.
To write from Marvel.
Exactly. Both Marvel.
I mean, but that to me is like getting a minor league player to work to write.
No. Mark Guggenheim is not a new comic book writer.
No. He's like been a writer for a minute.
I think if you're talking about wanting to bring a TV feel to it, bring one of the writers from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but
in comparison to Agents as far as TV shows. Agent Shield, I think. Is
I think this is Marvel,
a totally different type of.
But
show.
I think this is another
is
example
totally
of Marvel giving the finger to DC because
like, hey,
DC fired
your head writer of your two successful shows
exactly.
and give him a comic book.
Uncanny Inhumans,
but
Soul
in
McNiven.
Honesty, it could be just
I'm sold.
Them saying
that,
we're
that,
okay
that.
With sloppy seconds. Just saying.
But no. He was originally a comic book creator. Mark
yeah, he was
not.
A comic
and
book
then,
writer,
and then
they took him for the
DC
shows.
DC had him on a couple of books, and
yeah.
they were like, no, we want you to do the shows. And now that the shows are popular, they're like, nah, we don't want to pay you. We're going to fire you.
Which is stupid.
So then Marvel's like, okay.
What this is them, okay, this book is going to sell.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah.
I could write it drunk sitting on a toilet.
And everyone's going to pick
Which
up the eight
ball. Which is
where
you
usually write.
And it's
going to sell.
Yes.
Because of the built-in promotion.
Yes.
Because of the built-in promotion.
Yes. All right. So this is taking somebody that is pissed off at DC.
Well, not necessarily.
Giving them.
I'd be pissed.
Okay, somebody who got
pissed.
Fired by DC
yeah.
and has every logical reason to be pissed off at them.
Yeah.
And putting them in charge of what they know is going to be
a selling book.
A selling book.
Uncanny Inhumans, Charles Soule, Steve McNiven.
Gonna be awesome.
Cool book, cool team, readers on there. I
Have
love
you been
reader.
Reading Outland Rising?
No.
Outland
Rising's
awesome.
Outland
Rising's
been pretty good.
It's really like a mob book.
That's what I've
it's
heard.
It's so good.
I haven't been reading it's that. Ridiculous. It's like one of the only times I'm not reading. We were talking about this earlier. Sarnak, Warren Ellis, Gerardo Safino, who is
got
a really weird
it's
style.
Really cool because Karnak's not going to be involved with the rest of the Inhumans.
Yeah.
It's going to be him without them.
Doing his own thing.
Doing his own thing.
Angela, Marguerite Bennett on Angela.
I'll read it. I will definitely read this next
I'm
one.
More, I'm interested in it. Like, I'll probably pick up
yeah.
an issue
I like Marguerite
and be like,
writing
yeah,
it.
I don't mind it. I'm just not a fan of the team.
Angela.
All right, here we get into two must-read books. These
yes.
are
these are
outright
sure.
must-read books. James Robinson and Leonard Cook on Squadron Supreme. Any book where they have Alex Ross doing the covers is going to be a must-read book.
Yeah.
Squadron Supreme, if you're reading Squadron Sinister and the Secret Wars tie-ins, oh my god. You guys reading that?
Yeah.
Mark Guggenheim. I picked up the new one today.
Mark Guggenheim.
So good. But James Robinson taking that over is going to be
the
fun.
The cool thing about that book, it's going to be like Earth 2 where you can have classic characters with no canon that you have to mess with.
Well, the Squadron Supreme
is yet again
a finger to DC. Yes. Because that's the whole reason the Squadron Supreme
was
created.
It's a joke on the Justice League.
It's a joke on the Justice League. And then bringing it in, it's going to be a better book than the Justice League.
The first time I saw that cover right there on the internet,
the cool thing,
I was like, that's like a just slap in the face.
Exactly. Why I'm really excited is, first off, that Hyperion is the one from the Hickman run.
The original.
Has nothing to do with the other ones.
Not the original.
Exactly. A totally different Hickman one. And then every member of this team is from a different version of Squad Supreme.
And they're getting into that in the Squadron Sinister book. They're killing different versions of the squadron. Yeah.
The Great Society Spectrum is there.
Yes.
Which I'm stoked.
I'm also
that'll be fun.
Big fan of the... they're keeping the Squadron Sinister, like, having the... The lineup,
yeah,
the faces next to it. Yeah. It's really old school.
What I like about this is, if you've never read anything,
which I love,
you can pick it up.
Yeah,
and this is its own canon now.
Exactly.
So you can go with, I'm starting from scratch.
Which is why
that's what I like.
Earth 2 was so good because James Robinson got to make a whole new universe again.
Yeah. Earth 2 was so good.
This will be a good jumping point for people who are trying to get into.
Oh, such a bummer.
You know, let's grab this and say this is brand new.
You don't have to read back on anything.
Well, there's a lot of talk. Squad Supreme might eventually end up in the cinematic universe. Total huge finger
to the DC universe.
If it does,
we'll
have to
wait on that. That'll be years from now. All right, go ahead, Larry.
And here's the other thing.
Here's the other thing.
About the cinematic universe. A lot of people are going to be picking these up with just little subtle tie-ins. Movie fans who just want to collect the books.
Yeah. Or want to get into the... I've always wanted to get into comics.
They'll want to collect the books, but they don't actually give a
shit. This is why we're talking about this. All new different Marvel is a big deal. There's a lot of number ones coming out, and you're right.
Yes.
They are steering the books, towards movie, you know, viewers. Extraordinary X-Men number one. I haven't read an X book consistently in years, and I will be reading this one.
I will definitely read this one.
Jeff Lemire is an awesome writer. Humberto Ramos is my favorite artist at Marvel.
And it's got a sweet lineup.
That's what Gary's got, really good lineup.
Really good costume changes.
Yeah.
I've noticed
I like Storm's new costume.
Yeah, so it looks like we got the brothers, Rasputin. Looks like we got Storm, Iceman...
Old Man Logan. Which is cool because Jeff Lemire is already writing the Old Man Logan.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like one of those things.
Great lineup.
It is.
Okay, so I have a couple of comments, you know, just from a chick perspective. I really do like the costumes. They're revealing, but not overly so.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
agreed.
There's boobage, but not that much. You know, it's not bad, but...
Ileana has
I'm
always
loving the,
sort of
the direction.
Yeah, like that.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm loving the direction of it because it's kind of like... You have the feminine, but you also have the masculine at the same time, so the strength is there.
Well, it's also clear that Storm is the leader of the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which is the best some characters, it would make sense for them to dress a little more revealing. But
that's part of their personality.
Yeah.
And I think that fits here.
Yeah.
I think that fits here on this lineup.
Right.
Do we know if this... Because
it is Young Jean.
There's a redhead.
Jeff Lemire has confirmed that is Young Jean.
From all new X-Men. Okay. Because it definitely could be a Marvel girl from a multiverse. Because
when you turn the page,
it could be Rachel.
Out.
It could be Rachel. But, oh man, it looks like a good book. And right, then we got Uncanny X-Men.
Not going to read it.
Not going to read it. Colin Bunn, Greg Land. All right. I've got some bitching to do about Greg Land.
Hate Greg
Hold
Land.
Hold on. Last
Greg
week,
Land is the worst.
Everyone said, artist. Oh, he's just a glorified tracer. Let me tell you what. He's the best damn tracer ever.
But that's it.
An amazing
He's so good
tracer.
At tracing.
What's wrong with having that style? What's wrong with their different art styles being depicted in comic books? If he is the best at his art style,
is it really his art style, though?
Yes.
If you're tracing, isn't it someone else's art style?
No, he's tracing from real life.
He's tracing from pictures, photorealistic pictures.
Both.
He's tracing from Vogue magazine.
Yeah, but that's someone else's artist.
If anyone here at this table,
from someone else.
If anyone here at this table,
he took the pictures. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
if he snapped the pictures,
if he took the pictures, I have no issue with it.
Let anyone here at this table, or I'll go let you grab a million people from around the world at random, and if any of them can take a picture from a magazine and trace it and make it look as good as Greg Land does.
I would agree that Greg Land is the best at tracing.
I've seen people do better stuff.
We can be haters on tracing, but we cannot be haters on Greg Land for being
the unique
artist that he is.
But you're going to tell me you would take Greg Land over Humberto Ramos?
Hell no.
Hell no.
My one-handed son can trace real well.
Yeah.
Greg Land is
but not like Greg Land trace.
Oh, he can draw well. He used to be right-handed. Then his hand started messing up. He was forced to go left-handed. He can draw. He used to draw really well.
Yeah.
He can draw pretty well, but he could trace that well.
Greg Land is one of those artists who always end up on a book I kind of want to read, and I hate that. Like, go do Superman. He could do a Superman book.
It would be really
and
it would
be great.
It would be
because
really
good. Because Superman poses. Yes. All Greg Land does is poses.
Really, he does.
Exactly. Greg Land.
But I think there is room in the comic book medium for him.
I'm not saying there's anything. I'm not even having a problem with him calling it art. But I'm just saying, if I took some photos and Greg Land traced them,
you'd be pissed.
He stole your art.
I would be pissed.
Well, remember he went through that during that Fantastic Four Ultimate run where the Vogue photographer was like, dude, these are all my. It's all my photography.
They never went to court. He paid that deal.
I would too if I was him.
I'd be like,
that is their art. You are stealing it.
Well, yeah.
Now, the next.
My degree is in photography. I'd be hella pissed.
I understand.
Because it's your art. He's stealing your art.
The next book I am definitely reading.
Well, no, let's still talk about Uncanny X-Men.
Why? Because Colin Bunn, it seems like a throwback.
It's going to be a Magneto book.
Colin Bunn was writing the Magneto book.
It seems like a throwback. No, this seems like a bunch of mutants fighting Magneto.
Yes.
I don't know. It looks to me like Magneto's leading.
The cover is the way it's saying helmet.
But the team appears to be in his reflection.
Yes.
Like they're attacking him.
Also, but you have Mystique, you have Sabretooth. These are bad guys.
Except for Psylocke. And, well, Phantom X goes both ways.
I looked at that, and I saw Magneto leading
them.
Hold on.
I saw them.
Sabretooth is still technically inverted.
That's right.
And Mystique has changed sides since Wolverine died.
But when you look at that cover, I see Magneto leading this group. It says, bigger threats require more threatening X-Men. Who's more threatening than Magneto?
Who's a bigger threat, though, than Magneto?
If you're going to say it's a bigger threat,
it's got to be somebody bigger than Magneto.
This is a new Magneto. This is purple and red.
Yeah,
according to Magneto and the X-Men, the U.S. government's the biggest threat.
That's true. Yeah.
That's their whole thing.
So maybe, this is... They're the good guys of it, and we're all the bad guys to them.
The way it looks to me, it's going to be... The X-Force Illuminati X-Book.
It's going to be Magneto
assembling a team who could do the dirty work, but on a much bigger scale than X-Force has ever done.
That's what I was
The thinking. One thing I'll say is...
Still not excited about
with,
it.
Still not excited about
with
it.
With him going back to red and purple, does that mean we get full-powered Magneto?
I hope so.
Which I think
would be
great.
I hate nerfed Magneto right now.
Nerfed Magneto, it was so
he was. Granted, he was very overpowered.
Yeah, but I mean...
Didn't he suck a space bullet?
Yes.
Remember when he sucked in the space bullet?
Yes, I do remember that.
That kid he was stuck in from Astonishing?
Yes.
That was weird, dude.
That was Warren Ellis, though.
It was.
That was a great...
Yeah, I understand.
That run had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But Care Kyle Andrews doing the art while Warren Ellis was writing it was a lot of fun.
All new X-Men's the same creative team.
No, it isn't. Brian Michael Bendis
stepped off, and
Dennis Hopeless stepped in.
But Mark Bagley was writing it, or was doing the art, wasn't he?
No, it was Stuart Amoen.
That's right. My bad, I'm totally wrong on that.
I'm looking forward to that book because I love Dennis Hopeless. I think he is an extremely underrated writer right now.
He is.
I love Mark Bagley. He is...
All right, so when the X-Men were transported to the future,
this is them going back in time and messing it. That's the reason Angel kept his wings all messed up, because he saw what Angel becomes. That was a big deal at the end of All New X-Men, was Angel saying, dude, I saw what my future is.
Yeah.
I become a bad guy. I go crazy.
And
I lose my mind. I don't want to be that guy. Any reason to change that,
Is X-23 going back in time with them?
So young Jean stays. And the original X-Men go back in time to change everything.
And they also have the gay Iceman or bisexual Iceman, and they're going to put on that.
Didn't they do that a couple years ago? With the X-Men going back in time?
Yeah, but you never got to see what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's been done.
It has been done, but
a time
this
travel
is more of
those X-Men things,
though.
That is their thing.
I know, but
going into retooling the X-Men.
Yeah.
Right, for instance, I think a lot of it's going to have to do with Wolverine dying. Professor X is still dead.
Yeah.
There's no Professor X on any of these covers.
Let's get through
this is them
bullshit.
Trying to get that back.
Yeah.
Because the rest of these are bullshit. Old Man Logan, Jeff Lemire, and
Valentino. That's going to be awesome.
I don't like Old Man Logan.
But you know what?
I don't like him.
I don't care.
No. Hold on.
He's so stupid.
I had this conversation last time, and I'm happy with you. And
do it.
Marvel editorial's like, man, let's do an Old Man Logan book.
Stupid.
Okay, who do we know who can write an old, angry Canadian guy who likes to kill things?
Do you ever read Sweet Tooth? Yeah, Jeff Lemire wrote this old Canadian mean guy who likes to kill
people.
Sweet
Tooth is a really good read.
He was like,
really, really
good. They probably pitched it that way. Hey, do you want to do a Jeopard book? But like Jeopard as Wolverine? Yes. That's it. And then, you know what? We have your artists who did Green Arrow with you, which was awesome.
This is a great creative team.
This is the biggest middle finger.
Old Man Logan is based on the arc from Wolverine Volume 3.
Yeah, Mark Millar has
Mark Millar. It's a great arc about a
But this future. Is Old Man Logan in our
But let me
present
let me
616
say,
all right, universe.
Hold on a second. Old Man Logan, the arc. The most interesting part was the world. Venom, Devil yeah. Dinosaur, One Arm, or Blind Clint Barton.
Yes.
Very, very cool. A Ghost, or a Red Skull who went insane because of with his power. Hulk Gang.
The whole
the
gang.
World was cool.
The world was cool.
By the end of that arc, Old Man Logan was not Old Man Logan anymore. He was just Logan again. Because he popped his claws. He got his revenge. The baby was a cool thing.
Yes.
Ruby was no Ruby wasn't in that yet. Ruby Summers.
Yeah, Ruby Summers is in that.
No. Oh yeah, she was in that.
She was in that.
So Mark, a Peter David creation, by the way.
Yeah.
He's not Old Man Logan anymore. He's just regular Logan now, who happens to be a little bit older. Yeah. That's it.
No, it's no. It's Old Man. It's the Logan from that universe.
But he's
in the
not
616.
Technically Old Man, quote unquote Old Man Logan anymore. Who was had the internal struggle of popping his claws because he killed his friends.
No,
you know,
but
back
I think
in the day. He's not that guy anymore.
No, but
that, the most compelling
thing,
part of it...
He just took that character and put it...
But the most compelling part of that arc was Wolverine as the old man who had the struggle and the world that he lived in, and now they're taking him, not being that guy, into our world. It's no point.
But here's what I'm saying, at the end of that arc, Old Man Logan gives up being Logan and becomes Wolverine.
Exactly.
Again.
Yeah, but see...
And they're not going to look into that.
No, Jeff Lemire. Jeff Lemire is going to take a Logan who killed all of the X-Men and put him on an X-Men team.
And now he's back with the X-Men, so it's all
so
a
how
race.
Weird is that? Abby, you murdered everybody.
I feel great.
And now you're stuck
I
with
feel
them
a
again.
Lot better about it, about myself. Oh, I killed all those people. Oh, now well, they're
also,
back. Awesome.
Well,
it's off me.
Well, now you but already, no. now you already know where they're going to be, so when you kill him the second time,
he's the best
it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, he's the best there is at what he does, and what he does is drink prune juice.
Okay.
It's stupid. It's so terrible.
Wolf was really
it's
good
terrible.
At drinking prune juice.
Yeah,
Wolf it's, was really good.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
so
like Warrior.
I have one question though, because we don't know still. All of this is all you know. We don't know what's going to.
We don't know exactly what the stories are going to be about.
World,
no.
And, for all we know, this is the only person who remembers Battleworld.
Yeah, that could be a case, and so you don't even know.
He
what's
is sort
gonna,
of outside of it.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
Outside yeah. of it. So it could be an Old Man Logan who survives from Battleworld. Not even
and
our Old Man Logan. And remembers Battleworld. Well,
and everyone else might not. And then that will be create interesting, too. We can't really tell
You're
until
right.
Battleworld Secret Wars is
if
done.
For all you know, it could be the best Wolverine book you've ever read.
No, this is going to be the best Wolverine book I've ever read. All new Wolverine. X-23 becomes the new Wolverine. The best there is at what she does. Tom Taylor and David Lopez.
And it's going to be her in the past.
Like in the 60s, hanging out with the all-new X-Men.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if that kind of turns me off.
It doesn't for me because I like the idea of old Hulk fighting X-23
so,
being extremely confused.
I do like X-23,
I love X-23. And I love the costumes.
The tagline,
her
the more
in
Deadpool
the old-school Wolverine
costume looks so cool.
It does.
Deadpool's gonna be Deadpool.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all of them.
Deadpool's
those are all the Marvel
now,
books
now that I let you get
Brian
on
Persons
that long elated rant about stuff we've already covered twice already.
This is important.
But it was nice to have Gomer's opinion.
This is important.
Yes. It's always nice to have Gomer's unforgiving
opinion.
The irredeemable opinions of Gomer.
While Marvel has refuted time and time again that they are doing a reboot. This is a freaking reboot, dude.
That is what
everything
like
is
everything
different.
It is, but it isn't.
Everything is different.
Well,
everything is different.
Yeah, but you look,
right.
yeah, but you let, look at... Let Larry do his thing, and then we'll talk about
just
the reboot.
FYI, for those of you who don't know already, this is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 93.
9 to the 3.
I am your host, Lawrence Good of America. And with me, dusting his laziness off and coming
lazy.
On down here joining
Gomer's
us.
The least
I am the maker. I am the maker, Gomer. I turned shit into sugar. I'm here to save the podcast this week.
Whoa, man!
That was so much
was
hate.
I don't care.
It was my.
So are you the maker?
It was
the
microphone.
I'm still the maker,
and it is Jules's microphone.
Yes,
and I am the one that runs the shit. Why aren't you doing it?
Who else is going to
do it so well?
Nobody else will
show up on a sleep bag. Because you do it so well.
I'm sorry, I was in the ER, okay?
I'm Gomer. I'm back for the week.
Excuse me.
G squared, we're back.
Just Heather.
Adam.
J. Jonah Jesse.
And Jules.
We were talking about Marvel, all new, all different Marvel. We're going through the previews.
Yeah.
Can we talk
obviously
about
we
the only comment I'm going to make about this is.
Let's talk about it being a
couple
reboot
months
or
ago,
not.
We got a preview a of the all new, all different DC, and none of us cared.
It's the
in fact,
same.
I don't
DC.
Think we talked about it. I think we were just like, Superman's in a t-shirt.
It's what was the build up?
That tappy.
There was no cool build up to that change.
Convergence?
Convergence was terrible.
Terrible.
It was. It was shitty crisis. He said it perfectly. Shitty crisis.
Shitty crisis.
That was the best thing. We kept that going. At home.
Crisis on Crappy Earth.
Shitty Crisis was just the crisis. Best line.
I was reading an article, right, about
more
comics
dick than you
the
can
other
handle,
day.
I think. Uh-huh.
About how popular Secret Wars is, about how exciting it is. It was on Business Insider Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Secret Wars.
Everyone is talking. Jonathan Hickman took Secret Wars, an event we all loved from a long time ago, where Doom was on top. I mean, everyone forgets Secret Wars was all about Doom being
he
a good
wins.
Guy.
Yeah, for he wins
yeah.
for everybody. He
I mean,
wins it for
the
everybody.
Heroes were falling apart, and who assembles everyone together but Doctor Doom?
Exactly.
And so he took that event, he started a new one, and said, you know what's cool? Game of Thrones. You know what's even cool?
Yeah.
You know what's even better? This.
I don't like the idea that it's Game of Thrones. I don't want to compare it to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to dethrone
Doctor
Doom, but
Doom.
Not to take his spot. Maestro
no.
wants to.
Yes.
But he's really the only one. No one else wants to become
well, no, it's
God
just,
Doom.
Nobody. No. I'm not talking about that. It's all of the Battle World intrigue that makes everything
oh,
so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's
Squadron
talk about...
Supreme has taken
let's
over different worlds.
It's been for, what, 3 weeks, or how long? 2 months of tie-ins now?
2 months
a month
tie-ins.
And a half
yeah.
of tie-ins?
About.
Let's go through and talk about our favorite tie-ins. Everyone's reading something from Secret Wars, right?
So many.
So
yeah,
many
so
good
many.
Ones, though.
Yeah,
no.
And
there's
but
one that dropped today.
Favorite.
I don't even know if it could be my favorite. Civil War could easily be my favorite. Yeah,
first Runaways was really good.
Runaways was awesome.
Let's see, what else did I pick
up? Cloak and Dagger being reversed was already the best.
So good.
Surprisingly, Renew Your
Vows. Renew Your Vows has been good.
It's okay.
I haven't read the new Renew.
Squadron
Vows,
Sinister, which came out today. The first
Squadron Sinister
really
has been
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Civil Planet Hulk's been rad.
Planet Hulk has been so rad.
Oh,
that's really the Sam Humphrey's rad.
Weird World was really good.
Yeah,
Weird World
was
incredible.
Jason Aaron with just doing
that could be a book forever. I could read that book every day.
Yeah.
I could read
that
book every day.
That poster that I got last week is going up on my wall.
Oh man. But I have to say my favorite tie-in is Ghost Racers. I had
such
a good time
a good
with that book.
Not
and it has
it.
Nothing to do with anything really going on in Secret
Ghost
Wars.
Ghost Racers!
It's just possible because the Secret Wars is going on. Ghost Facers!
Facers?
Facers.
Facers.
Ghost Facers.
From Supernatural.
It's from Supernatural. That's where that comes
yeah.
from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost Facers! But what else? Who else
I'm
is enjoying?
I'm waiting on Ghost Rider to do the Speed Racer.
Oh, dude.
I
think they actually did it on the variants. Yeah,
I'm cool. Trying to think of what else. There's
Future
just
Perfect
so
is awesome.
Oh, actually, I like just
Adeland Rising.
Adeland Rising's been awesome.
Secret Wars just.
And the Secret Wars title itself is incredible.
It's been really good.
I almost, I buy a copy and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home and read this. And it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good, but let's just calm down. Just calm down. There's no way it's going to be as good as the last one.
Yeah,
and it just keeps getting
better.
Holy crap.
Yeah, when I read the first one, I was like, this is really good.
And then
when I got the
better.
Second one, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe it got that much better than the first one.
Doctor
you know
Strange.
Yeah. I thought issue one was a perfect start. I haven't read a perfect start to any event.
Yeah.
And probably
even Original Sin and Infinity were rocky. There was a lot of expose.
But on Free Comic
Book,
on Free Comic Book Day, there was the Secret Wars number zero.
Yeah.
And that was good.
It was fun.
It was.
It means a lot more now that we've gotten the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Zero means a whole lot more now.
It does.
Yeah.
But Secret Wars 1 was so good, I thought there's no way he's going to follow this up with anything better. Because how do you follow up ending the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, he did a great job.
Okay, if we're done, praising Marvel in all its glory.
This is a good time to praise that.
I understand.
Instead of Hail Hydra, Hail Marvel.
45 minutes of
Marvel comics.
But Marvel has been
praising
that good,
Marvel.
Though.
They're great.
DC has been horrible. horrible.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but there are other people out there.
Well, and let me say this. I think we're all having a renaissance.
I'd say this, but this is still Marvel.
So. We are having a renaissance. There are a lot of Archie. IDW, Archie came out today.
Looks awesome.
Image at the Image Expo announced
another
19
great book. The Fox has been
comics.
Solid, which is Dark Circle.
That's Archie.
Dark Circle is also Archie's new adult line.
Exactly,
Dark Circle is
cool.
A good thing to talk about as far as the Black Hood is good.
Yes,
the Fox is good.
Yeah,
the Black Hood is crazy.
Good. It's crazy good.
It's
so good.
It's, but I don't know who.
Archie Comics taking a step outside themselves and saying we could do adult comic books too. We have enough.
Yeah. Let's talk about Archie.
Yeah, Archie Comics is rebooting themselves.
Let's talk about Archie number one. Who has read Archie?
I haven't read it yet. But I want to.
It's amazing.
We can even not talk about it by talking about it. Okay. In that, Archie Comics probably looked at. Damn, Valiant is making a comeback?
Boom. And Valiant is great.
Valiant is killing it right now.
You guys ran out of Bloodshot by noon.
Because you know what else? Just
someone didn't put it in my Bloodshot. It's like it's supposed to be.
2017 movie. Bloodshot's getting a movie, guys. Yeah. I would never expect
it. Ivar Timewalker
is awesome.
Doctor Who without the British stuff.
With a gun. Doctor Who could kill.
Dead Drop.
Dead Drop was awesome. Alice Cut.
Awesome.
But that's what I'm saying. Archie Comics said, man,
I love Alice Cott.
Seriously?
Yeah, he does. Alice Cott might as well write physics textbooks.
And I love it! Did you read...
Don't have this conversation with Gomer. Don't have this conversation with Gomer.
It's so good.
Don't have this conversation.
I don't get it.
We could have it when you guys go smoke out off the podcast.
I don't get it. Anyway, let's go. Other publishers that are doing well.
Are the physics right?
Yeah, right.
Well, no, and that's... He's calling it wrong. It's not a physics. It's more a philosophical...
But there's a science teacher as a main character in the book.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... No, the main point is philosophy,
Come on, man.
But he's a science teacher talking to a philosopher.
Yeah, but we read comic books with Reed Richards, and there's no way half of the science exists.
Have you read it?
Does it live up to the hype
that they have been putting on?
Because they put a lot of hype about Invader Zim.
Oni has been releasing variant covers every week for the past like 9 weeks. Different variant covers for Invader Zim.
Well, right?
Is it worth the hype?
Now, if you like the show, you're going to like the comic book.
Kind of like
probably
the Rick and Morty.
Read,
which has been great.
It's probably going to read better than Trey.
Most fans do.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Yeah,
Oni's kind of better at that anyway. I think
Picks right up where the show leaves off.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, because leaves off with Zim being dead or
spoiler alert.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been saying it's been years.
I think spoiler alert. Good.
Yep.
You know, so of course,
if you haven't binge watched Invader Zim at some point in your life,
They even poke a few jabs, in his subtle little way about there's a line that goes, well, Zim used to be a puppet, stuff like that.
Like fourth wall sort of stuff.
Yeah. So, the first two pages, you meet a character called Recap Boy.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
That's awesome.
So
that's
even funny. If you haven't read the show, this is a neat start. You haven't watched
it.
It's still Vasquez.
Which is awesome.
So it's still got that sense of humor. Awesome. You're still gonna like it.
I'm surprised that he released it on Oni though. That's another big talk about
Oni has picked up a lot of stuff. I heard
Oni loves their talent.
O'Malley is about to do a new book that is not drawn by him, though.
Yes, he's just writing it.
He's just writing it, but he's going to
continue. The appeal of O'Malley is the art.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But he does...
No, he does well.
He does well.
But the appeal of O'Malley is his art.
A lot of it, I definitely see that.
Let's go to another publisher. IDW, Transformers... War just ended. Combiner Wars. It's great.
It's all right.
It seems like IDW right
really
now.
Like
I like the other Transformers book more.
Oh, the one where
the one that had nothing to do with Combiner Wars.
Yeah, I like
better
that.
But.
Is much
the high five Transformers
say,
book.
It's more for Transformers fans.
Okay, so the tell me something good back. About IDW that does not involve Transformers or G.I. Joe.
IDW, their Star Trek books are good. Today just launched Star Trek Green Lantern. It looks great.
I think he means an original.
They're doing a book right now called Long Distance, which is a slice of life book about a long distance relationship, how it comes to being. It's awesome. It was easily one of my top picks of new books for this first half of the year.
Sounds a bit like a rom com.
Oh my god, Taylor!
Whoa!
It is
a y'all are so into
original cast is here now.
It is a rom com. But it's very good. IDW is also doing, some other stuff. But yes, most of their things
are licensed.
But here's the thing.
But that's,
I like
but
using,
they do
I use your term
really well.
One of their newest licenses is the old Disney stuff.
Yes,
Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. So why, with Marvel being owned by Disney, are they not doing it? Because those books would require Marvel to throw their biggest talent on it because of the names associated with it. You know, you can't put some nobody on Mickey Mouse if you have Brian Michael Bendis over there,
That'd be
Miles Morales.
Brian Michael Bendis Mickey Mouse is something I would
I would probably get sick of it really fast
because it would be a lot of date nights between Mickey and Minnie.
I was just gonna say it would just be Mickey and Minnie. It would be so much fun.
No, I would quit reading.
I have you posted on Tumblr.
Marvel also doesn't have to do the promotion for any of those books. They can let IDW do it, and IDW will appreciate doing the promotion for books.
They don't really have to do any promotion for those books.
Well,
that's
they have
why
to do some.
You pay the licensing.
Well, they have
to
do some.
It.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Hopefully, it's not slowly take over by Disney.
Who, IDW?
For Disney to take it over.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
No, but Disney's going to end up ruling the world one day.
Eventually.
They're going to be Skynet. Yeah.
Eventually.
Right, Disney is Skynet.
Although Hickman on a Transformers book would
be. Oh, I would blow my mind.
I would take it today.
Your face right now.
These are smaller selling books.
Yes.
You know. These are crumbs by Marvel.
And they're continuing the renumbering of their old, the legacy Disney books. But let's move on to Image, because Larry's going to get to Image. But Image just had the Image Expo, 19 new comics this year, and the reboot of Invincible. We should definitely touch on that a little bit. Tokyo Ghost, anybody?
Tokyo Ghost looks like the most exciting thing
I've ever seen. It looks like a post-apocalyptic American version of Akira.
Yes.
In a way. And Rick Remender's writing it.
What was the name of it again?
Tokyo Ghost.
And why is it in America?
I don't know. But it is in America.
But you know how, in fact, the entire...
But it is in America.
Okay, when you said
Sean Murphy
Tokyo
tells
Ghost.
The story in the funniest way.
All right, but
where him and Rick Remender are talking.
So when you said Tokyo Ghost and you said post-apocalyptic, I said, oh, so it's Akira.
Akira.
But no, it's American Akira, even though it's in Tokyo?
I don't think it's in Tokyo. I think that their place is
Tokyo. By a guy named Tokyo.
Yeah, all the guy's name is Tokyo.
J. Edgar Tokyo.
Yes.
So, Rick Remender and Sean Murphy, I guess, are hanging out, and they're talking about
good
doing a book.
Of Joshua Hiroshima.
Yes.
Sean Murphy was like, "Yeah, I want to draw vehicles. I really want to draw like
it's
the
a
last two books I've
it was
done.
Hilarious,
I really want to just do vehicles.
I think that one just bombed."
And Rick Remender was like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah."
And that's
worse than what I said.
There are books from last year's Image Expo that have yet to come out.
Yeah, what is up with that?
They are just when the buzz.
Sometimes they announce these things well in advance. Like
I'm super excited
about it. I just heard that the creator or co-creator of Last Airbender and Korra.
He's doing
something called Thread Worlds. They announced it earlier this week, as far as I know, and it's not coming out until 2017.
It's weird that they don't have him writing the Airbender and Korra comic books. It's so weird. But yeah, he is going to be doing something very.
The
fun.
Guy who writes them, I think, Gene Yang.
He's good.
He does a great job.
Yeah.
I'm reading Superman now because they put him on that book.
However long that lasts.
Other Image stuff, Invincible reboot. We want to talk about
don't
that.
Care about
you
it.
Know what? I would have cared because like,
we're moving
5 years ago.
We're moving towards Kirkman and Larry's Walking Dead issue. He's holding over here.
Yeah. Oh no, it was just the new issue.
They've
kind of picked up the pace. It seems they're coming out.
There's the second show coming out.
There was actual buzz on the internet that they're going to reveal what caused the zombies.
Yes.
In the Fear of the Walking Dead, they're going to do that?
They said next season. In the Walking Dead.
That's what it said. Is actually supposed to be a prequel?
Yes, it takes place in the past.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Taylor.
It's been so long. Walking Dead started over 10 years ago at this point.
Who cares?
But I'm just saying,
it's been such a long time that they've
gone so long without answering that question. Is there a satisfying
answer? I think they should leave it gone.
A lot of the appeal of especially the origins of The Walking Dead, the early years of the book, is that you had no idea. Yeah. You woke up with Rick and you're like, what the
here's thing,
hell?
They're not going to reveal it in the comics.
It's going to be revealed in the show.
If it was a story about them finding a cure for the zombie apocalypse, then that's relevant. But that's not what it's about.
It's about people dealing with it. But it's not going to reveal the zombies themselves.
If you're going to
reveal something like that, if you're going to do that, do it in the comics. They're doing it in the show.
It comes back to this, and I don't want to open this can of worms, like some of the things we did not need to know from the first Star Wars trilogy.
Yes.
We did not need to know some of that stuff.
Why the Last Man? They never explain what happened.
And that's good. I don't want to know.
Best part.
They give a lot of possibilities.
They never even. That's the best part of the ending.
It's an all-female society with clones. Clones of York.
And that's it. That's the only guy.
What a great boss! The best finish to that ever. And that's so good.
They hinted several things it could have been, but they never definitively say what caused it.
And that's good.
And there's a point where Brian K. Vaughan kind of addresses that in the story, where like he has York be a mouthpiece for like not York actually, but some other character be a mouthpiece for some other play, and like. It doesn't matter. That's not what the story's about.
Can we move on to BKV and We Stand on Guard? Do we want to touch on that?
We talked about that last week.
And you know, we can talk about that's really a twofold good thing. Saga's taking a break.
Yeah.
Oh, that means the new trade should be out relatively
soon. Yes, it should be out soon.
Because I only read that in trade.
Issue 30 just came out today, so it should be collected up to that.
Every week. Every 6 issues.
Yeah. Because it's Image. They probably already have it in printing right now.
I should go check the back of the store right now, I guess.
Taking an extended leave from the book, as is Fiona Staples, is going to do art for Archie for a while.
Well, that's done. Her whole first arc is done, as far as I know.
Oh, incidentally, has anyone read that yet?
I read it this morning. It's great.
Awesome. I'm excited.
It is really good.
It looks like today is going to be...
It's the first Archie book I've been excited for in a long time.
It's the first time I'm ever going to buy an Archie book. I'm in the same boat as Adam here, where I've never read Archie, ever.
It's got a little bit of a Ferris Bueller.
I've read Archie before. I just haven't been excited.
I'm aware of his existence.
And where he lives and who the characters represent. The tropes.
I recognize his place in pop culture.
Yeah, I respect what he does for comics, but...
Archie's one of the longest running comic books of all time.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. Now that they finally renumbered.
But the first issue, did it end up beating
Action Comics?
666 is what it made it to. The first issue has sort of a Ferris Bueller feel where Archie breaks the fourth wall and kind of talks to the reader. Yeah. But it's not in your face. And it's very nicely done. I think it's actually better done than Sex Criminals. Sex Criminals, they have a lot of that, where they talk to the audience.
Better than
odd
that.
Comparison.
Well, I'm just saying where they talk to.
The first,
it's
like,
just super well-written, man. Very, very well-written.
If you enjoyed Sex Criminals...
If you enjoy Sex Criminals, buy the new Archie. No, don't, because you will not. You will
hear a Sex Criminal, you should read Archie.
Visit your local... The only thing I would want to say about The Walking Dead, it seems like they're kind of trying to hint at stuff from the TV show.
In the comic.
The last issue, not the one that came out today, ended in a way that reminded me of the end of the last season.
That's what Kirkman loves money, man.
Kirkman loves money. I don't blame him for loving money.
Well, you know, at the same
time... That's why he's doing that next season.
Yeah.
I think he wants his own Scrooge McDuck money swimming pool. And he won't be satisfied.
That's why he's renumbered him.
The book came out more than once every four months.
And that's what I tell my kids. You have to stop and then redo it for people to actually start caring about stuff.
And you know what?
It's time to reboot Invincible.
And if he's smart, he would do 4 a year. It would be one per season, and it would be really big.
He would just do trades
like
of Invincible.
Yeah, just exactly. If he just did trades of Invincible,
not even four.
Well, we're talking
three.
About
three.
We're talking
three
about the Avatar
year.
Comics earlier. What they do is they do like a story arc is three oversized little mini graphic novels.
Yes, yes. That's a good way to do
that's
it.
That is a good way.
It's that's really how you should do it. Honestly,
that's really a good mix between the American way of selling comics and the Japanese way of selling.
Right.
Comics.
There's definitely like they could have done, The Walking Dead or Invincible instead of doing 6-issue trades. They were to just release them straight as trades.
Yeah.
You know, you could change the play of the size and everything. And
well,
I'm
you're
going to
miss out on all those cool variant covers.
Fair enough.
And he does
and
well.
They don't make as
well,
much money.
Can you imagine how exactly. much money you could get for a variant trade if it was a limited first
oh,
deal?
Oh, yeah.
That's
definitely,
true.
Definitely.
That's true.
They have done that.
Combine all the things that I hate about things.
About comic
like,
books and
like,
throw them into
I love
one
comic
thing.
Books, but like, I've never
been a
deluxe
hardcover autographed variants.
Only like certain types of variants.
I hate variants.
Only like
everything
like
that's
this.
Wrong with the modern
I like
generation.
This.
I don't think so.
I like this because
okay.
I had these growing
the
up.
The reason
that's,
I don't
that's
like...
That's neat. That's a neat yeah. idea.
That's,
I like
that's
the baby
cool, that's
variants.
Cool variant.
I just think they're cute. Any other ones? Any other ones?
But here's what I'm going to say about variants. Variants almost took us to the brink of ending it all.
If you overdo it,
yeah.
sure.
Does everyone remember X-Men number one? Jim Lee's
putting
X-Men? Kill the X-Men.
Putting nitrous oxide on my Volkswagen Jetta is probably not a good idea, but I do have a nice stereo. So there is, some middle ground, and
the,
I'm okay with
okay,
it got to the point where
variants.
People were like, oh, comics are a better investment in the stock market.
Yeah, that's what variants
are. They started this new... Nowadays, we know that a new number one is just... at best, it's a good jumping on point. It's not a collector's item.
No.
That's what I thought when they relaunched X-Men in the early 90s. They did number one.
I get this because I enjoy the way it looks.
And they're not worth the paper they're printed on.
That's right. I'm not looking to sell this in the future. I'm buying this for looks.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. If I buy a variant, I buy it because it looks cool.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not opposed to that. The problem is there's so many people who buy variants because of their worth.
But
this variant is only 100.
Right. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot please the people who want to buy a cool action figure cover and not have the people who are like, ooh, a cool action figure cover. That might be worth
how
some
much
money.
Can I make on it in 10 years?
You're going to have that. You're going
to
have that regardless.
Well, no one's
and that's
forcing
my problem.
Me to buy them.
Boom.
So,
yeah. That's the key. The
I
consumer
to,
choice is
I
the key.
I want to buy all the right. action figure variants.
Now, what
the Boba Fett.
The action figure.
The Boba Fett action figure for less than $60. The Boba Fett one is $60. That's the lowest I can find.
It was the killed the market. What killed it was the industry taking advantage of stupid people.
Exactly, exactly.
Because
anybody
with
that?
Half a
isn't
brain
that how you
knows
money?
That anything that
well,
collectability is
action
because
comics,
it's old.
Yeah.
It's because
action
it's
comics
rare.
Number one is worth so much because no one has a copy that's still together.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not. It wasn't a collectible.
If everyone has X-Men number one. Who gives?
And everyone does have X-Men number one by Jim Lee. Everybody does.
Yeah.
It's kind of like. Old Super Mario Brothers cartridges aren't worth anything because they came with the system. Everybody has one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right? Yes, but if you go, to buy one now at a game shop, they're like $30-$40.
There have been DNS issues across the internet reported.
I feel like if you go to like Amazon, you probably get them for like 90 cents or something though.
Well, no, okay,
around the $10.
Here's the thing. Here's what you're missing. You're thinking of the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt cartridges. All right. The lone Super Mario Brother cartridge was actually pretty rare because that only came with the first wave of systems.
Yeah, I'm talking about just the one.
After that,
the one.
They had the Super
Mario. And at one point, they even added another game to it to have three game power.
The power game.
That only came with the one.
And you know, that's pretty rare, too.
Yeah, the power pack is very rare.
You see it every once in a while.
The power pack
was a big deal. I've actually seen
it. It was easier to use your hands and tap on it with your hands.
Sit down on the floor. Sit down on the floor and just go like this.
Yeah,
a lot easier.
How much?
Talk about it later.
Yeah.
Ah, well. Oh, but we talked about Comic Con yet?
No, we haven't.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it's
this weekend.
It is.
That's it's coming up.
But we can talk about how they just released the demographic of how big San Diego Comic Con is now in comparison to even just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic Con is a monster.
Well, they made them rebuild the convention center so they could have more people.
They were going to move.
Yeah,
they were
going to
go to LA.
Yeah, they were going to move.
Yeah.
Well,
the
What's the big news that we're looking forward to?
Really, that's the thing, is like a lot of the major players are not doing
Marvel movies isn't there. Marvel TV is going
to
be there.
Star Wars announced that they are not going to do a new trailer or a new clip or anything.
No.
They'll be there, but they're not going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything cool.
Super cool.
We are getting the X-Men Rogue Cut entire preview there.
Yeah. Okay, a movie that came out last year.
But it's with Rogue. It's
an extra 10 minutes.
That's the thing.
I could go for this.
This is the biggest news coming out.
Why is it Days of Future Past has one of the characters that is actually prevalent to any of the versions?
And he only says two or three things.
He says two lines.
Yeah.
I saw Bishop in the trailer. Like,
because
awesome.
That's
Bishop.
What I was thinking. Because I was like, Bishop is going to see Wolverine.
Exactly.
I was like, Bishop is going to be great in this.
The audience that isn't a bunch of people who actually read the comics
exactly.
want to see Wolverine.
Exactly. Exactly.
First off, DC pass no Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. The very first the very first thing I when they
somehow
announced those future pass. Very first thing I did was I said we had to find the cartoon version so I can show my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We looked it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
DC is supposed to be there.
But nobody in DC really cares about them anymore.
They're going to be doing their comic. But that's the thing. Is like Marvel's already announcing all the new Secret Wars books like 3 weeks ago.
One thing DC
maybe
did
they're holding
was
something back.
Maybe,
DC said they are going to have the entire Justice League
at there.
On stage
at the panel.
Okay.
So that's
Chris,
great.
You know what?
Chris Pine is going to be one of the Green Lanterns, possibly Guy Gardner.
This is going to be their
Chris Pine is going
to
be Guy
best
Gardner?
Opportunity they've had in several years because Marvel Cinematic is not going to have a big presence.
Tyrese is going to be John Stewart.
DC is essentially going to be alone
thing.
On
that's
the
not
stage for superheroes.
That's
not confirmed, but
that's the going rumor. Yeah, Tyrese Gibson.
But they're saying that when they make a Green Lantern movie, it'll be multiple Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
It's not going to
focus
on
so it's
going to
be like
one.
A Green Lantern core.
Yes.
The thing about this cool. San Diego Comic-Con is it is DC's con to lose.
Yes.
Yeah. Marvel has already done all their movie stuff. Their TV stuff is going to be because we're still going to get...
Marvel doesn't care anymore.
Marvel's already came in and dropped the mic. Okay. And it's up to DC to do anything.
But that was last week. What have you done for me lately? And that's always the next thing. What's the next bit of news? And if DC can come out and show a bit more footage that is actually good from Batman Superman, and maybe have some footage from another movie.
That's a great way to say that.
That's
good.
If that happens, all Marvel has to do is walk up and make one little announcement.
Like what?
And everybody up.
It doesn't even matter what the
movie does. You know what? Hey, we found
the lineup of our next movie in 2030 is da 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 da.
They could just say, we've thrown a new Spider-Man movie.
Well, okay, that's the thing. That's what's kind of surprising about all this. Is Marvel could have just sent, here's Tom Holland, Spider-Man. Here's Benedict Cumberbatch in costume. They could have done
here's
something as simple as that.
That's all, they have,
like,
that is all they have to do.
But they're not
all
trying to do that.
No, they don't need to. Well, you know, I know I'm just the TV guy, but I also have the first 5 minutes of the next movie. Here you go.
They could say...
That would be great.
They could say, we're moving all the Marvel movies onto Netflix today. And no one would watch anything DC did the rest of the week.
No.
They would be watching Marvel movies.
A better example is they announced that at San Diego Comic-Con they're going to have the entire Justice League cast.
Yes.
No one is talking about that the way they're talking about the fact that the Punisher...
Nobody.
In the Netflix show is going to be based on the scariest Punisher they've done. Everyone's talking about
that. Even him being the Punisher, they're not going to have a Daredevil panel. And they're not going to have a Daredevil panel.
They're filming. They showed a screenshot of them filming, and everyone's talking about, my God, Punisher,
they take breaks from filming to go to San Diego Comic-Con
all
the time.
All
the
time, and they won't.
They don't have
to. But more people are going to be talking about that.
Why would you do it?
Because they've created the opportunity.
Because you don't need to.
This cult of personality.
Why did DC
have to go see the Marvel movie?
Why did DC
have
the opportunity?
It cost them so little just to put a person on stage.
I'll tell you why give DC the opportunity. Because you're giving DC the opportunity
the rope
to
hang
fail.
Themselves.
Yes, you're giving them opportunity.
That's a good point.
All they're doing
they
is
will.
Giving them opportunity.
And they will.
I'm gonna give
you know
you,
what?
I'm letting you have this entire con.
Yeah.
You have to
no
pick
matter
up.
How big
well,
you build up the hype,
fail.
You still have to live up to the hype.
We're
DC has a
DC.
Problem with that.
Like, we are because you know
because they have a history of screwing up.
They have a history of trying to like reinvent their heroes in crappy ways.
Well, the only hero they can get right is Batman, and it wasn't even Batman.
Exactly.
Well, all right, and in the video game market, a console comes out first. They have this huge hype. The competitor that's on the lead. they can stay back and go, okay, that's your system. Our system is that plus this much more.
That's but, why Xbox.
And that's what
out.
Marvel's going to do.
But you know
because
what?
They've been behind Sony.
That did not happen with the Nintendo Wii. Nintendo Wii came out first they before don't. The next generations, and they still ended up being the best console of that generation. With their main competitors having to come out with peripherals to compete against.
But we've talked
but
about
that's
that
because
we
they're
because Wii is the second.
Not it,
because
battle.
We said before,
DC can
Wii
come out,
is your second console. Yeah.
DC yeah. can come out
we've said
and
that before.
Say
yeah.
we are innovators. They
they're
can
not.
Come out, and, well, but they can.
But they
that's why I say it's
their moves. They've proven they're innovators.
Agreed.
Building it on a house of sand when they are clearly imitating the Marvel formula.
They have an opportunity. That's all I'm saying. They have an opportunity
okay,
to
yeah,
stand
you know
out because Marvel is not
they
showing up.
They could do something good.
It's theirs to lose.
Batman vs. Superman could be pretty damn good.
It's theirs to lose. It's their con to lose.
Justice League could be amazing.
You agree with that. You think they're going to lose.
And you know what?
I don't think they're gonna lose.
I know
but
they're gonna lose.
They
it's
are
too
giving
late
themselves.
For them to win.
I think Marvel is handing them
that is
the
true
rope.
That Adam's
to
got a good point. That Marvel is on
this
phase
is your choice.
Three already. DC is in phase one half.
But here's
not
the thing.
Even.
But here's the
Point
thing.
Five, really.
If you look at it this
they're
way,
phase
though.
One
is it
again.
Better? Is yeah, it better man. For DC to fail? Is it better for Marvel for DC to fail, or better for Marvel for DC to
well,
pick it up and do good this year?
No.
But think about it. If you have, say, Batman vs. Superman turns out to be a really good movie,
and it won't.
But say it does.
It would be.
Do you think more people would go see the very next Marvel movie coming out?
Yes,
because of that.
No.
So
you're saying
I think
they
would.
You're saying it could be good for like
the genre.
Superhero
yes.
genre.
Yes.
For
yes.
the genre.
Yes.
I think
build DC up.
But you can't really get
without
destroying.
Don't try to put DC
right,
down.
Right, no,
maybe.
Give them the
here's the thing that happens if Batman v Superman is quote unquote good and makes money. And yes, I used air quotes.
I'm not talking about money.
Everybody's going to put out a superhero movie.
Everybody already is.
Because right now people think Marvel can do it.
Yeah.
But they don't think but DC can't do it, so we can't really do it.
Are you saying we're going to see
Marvel can do it, DC can do it, anybody
what
can
would that
do
be
are you
a
saying
bad
we're
going to
see a flood of, like, non-Big Two superheroes?
Valiant. Sony picked up the Valiant properties. They've already said they're going to do a Bloodshot movie in 2017, and 2018 will be a Harbinger movie. But the thing is, I was talking to a bunch of kids about movies that are coming out, and I talked about Dawn of Justice. And I was talking about Justice League, and they're like, who's that? And somebody said to them, oh, it's like DC's version of the Avengers.
Man.
Bam.
That hit me in the soul. That's bad.
But that's exactly DC's version of the Avengers.
You can market it that way.
Not just with the comics where the Avengers were the imitation of the Justice League, but go back, let's say, 15 years ago with the Justice League cartoon, and no one knew who the Avengers were unless you were
a nerd.
Exactly my point. But that's why I say, I think they need to build on it. Let them build up. People will go see every single movie.
But that's why you shouldn't put the entire Justice League in one movie.
No, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
It should be Batman,
Superman, and
Superman. That's it.
But they've already said the entire Justice League.
I know, that's
going to be.
That's bad.
Exactly.
They've made the movie already too busy.
Yeah.
They've already said The Flash, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman are in this movie.
They are trying to jump into full speed.
And they just. But here's the thing.
I can take this even further.
You have Black Panther. You have the Captain Marvel movie. If Batman vs. Superman bombs, people are less likely to go see a movie that I don't know that character very well. They'll go see Iron Man because everybody knows Iron Man.
But nobody knew Iron Man when it came out.
Exactly.
But it was us and like five other people.
Exactly.
At this point, I feel like the Marvel sticker is more important.
I think if it fails,
people went
Batman
to go see
Superman's
a movie
bad.
About a talking raccoon in a sentient tree
exactly.
because it was Marvel.
They
right.
did.
People
they
are
did.
Probably going to go see a movie about
start,
an asshole who shrinks.
But as soon as you start
Marvel.
Having bad right. comic book
we
movies,
we already have had bad comic
movies. No,
movie.
I mean really bad. I mean
terrible.
I'm talking about really bad.
Superman fan. I know you know that movie was bad.
These are the worst movies ever.
I hated. Well, here's the thing.
Daredevil
you compare it to
was
Superman
bad.
Returns.
It's okay.
That was bad.
But that's a, exactly.
That's
like
saying
but I'm a
was better than Superman.
Superman.
I don't think anyone can understand a word we're saying.
Let's bring it down a notch.
Calm down.
Well, let me take this to another place, okay? The reason we have an Avengers movie is because Marvel was not able to do Spider-Man movies and X-Men movies.
Yeah.
The only reason we were able to have an Avengers movie is because Marvel made the plan to reinvigorate the Avengers brand using their best writer, Brian Michael Bendis, in the lead-up to Iron Man being a movie. Now jump forward to the present. The only reason we're getting a Justice League movie before we get all the individual members is because the Avengers did so well.
They're trying to jump onto a moving treadmill.
Exactly. Yeah. So the only reason that we got a Justice League movie is because they sold their licenses of the X-Men and
Warner Brothers
Spider-Man.
Wants Avengers
and those were
money,
bad movies.
But they don't want to do
the
work.
They don't want to put in the work.
They don't want to do the work that Marvel did to get
I don't think they want to take the risk. Right. I think there's definitely fodder there in the comic books for stories, but it's the difference between DC's characters and Marvel's character. Well, Marvel's characters
are brought up.
No, Marvel's characters are people
saying,
first.
Yeah,
Marvel has made
DC's
it.
DC's characters
I totally
are not.
Agree with Marvel that. Is in the
just like
actual
Stephen
world.
They Marvel is a
actual,
brand.
Anything
city.
They put out,
they
that
make up
brand
city
sells.
It's gonna sell.
Yeah.
Anything.
What? Say
I mean,
that again.
Taylor had a valid point.
You guys are talking like the last shitty Superman movie
didn't sell
$1 billion.
But
it did.
But what I'm saying
success
is
success to Marvel, us is different than success to the studios.
Yes. Having that Marvel
and the studios are
going to
keep putting
sell.
Out shit if shit sells.
All
right. So it doesn't matter. Quality does
point.
Not matter.
But you know,
at the same
time, Salvador Dali's sleep, which is 8 hours of a guy snoring, sell it as a Marvel movie, and it's going to make $1 billion opening.
It will
weekend.
Make its money back.
Yes.
But here's that's the point the studios
but that's
not want.
What I'm, you're trying, you guys are talking about different things. He's talking about how Marvel brand is more important than superhero brand.
But what it matters is Marvel's brand is superheroes. Marvel
yes,
isn't going to do anything
thing.
Else.
Like, okay,
but
the Marvel,
it doesn't matter the superhero.
The Marvel bandwagon was already
because
in full
Marvel.
Swing
okay.
when Green Lantern came out.
Right,
they were both superhero movies, but one was
brand.
Not Marvel.
Then let me footnote
DC. I mean,
no, hold on. Let
Green
me
Lantern's
footnote Larry's.
Bad,
let me footnote Larry's.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
Let me footnote Larry's.
It's a character a lot of people know, and it was bad.
If Marvel
Dawn of Justice is that bad. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, I think
not
it's
much
over
could be that.
If
not
Marvel,
much, yeah, no,
if
not
Marvel
could
does
oh, it could
put
be
out,
that, it could be
it
worse.
It could be that bad. But if, no, hold on. If Marvel does put out
it's
8 hours of a dude sleeping,
a
though,
shit.
The bandwagon slows down.
Yes, yes.
And then they
I
have to catch
that.
Up.
Cool.
There
why
has
why
not
that.
Been
right,
an
right.
example of a Marvel movie yet where the bandwagon slowed down. There have been on the DC side.
Wait. There have been a few mediocre, but they were able to shrug those off because the overall body of work is really good.
But nothing to slow down the momentum.
Come on. You'd say the momentum will slow down, but they have two other movies
ready to go.
Ready to go.
So does DC.
And all they need is one movie to be really awesome, and then everybody's back on the
same.
That's
all
saying.
DC needs.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
It would
yeah,
be
no.
good
DC,
for the entire
DC makes one movie.
The entire genre if you make better DC movies.
It helps the whole genre. We get that.
But
it
here's
helps,
the problem.
It helps,
the
difference, it helps
the
people
difference
like this
between,
that own comic book stores.
Yes. The difference
oh,
between
no,
the DC
I'm with
movies.
You there.
I'm with,
yeah,
you we're
there.
All with you
I don't
there.
Think anyone's
we
arguing
want,
that point.
And yeah, and no,
but
think,
my point is that it, on the heels of your point, which is what I was commenting on, it doesn't matter how we feel about these movies. They're still going to make their money back.
I'm just saying,
and they're still going to make more because they made the money back. And if they make them, people are still going to come in here and buy books based.
There is a breaking point, though.
There absolutely is.
Green Lantern, they had intended to make a sequel to that. You can tell because at the end of the movie, they had Sinestro.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't because the movie was shit.
That's right.
Well, that's the thing. You talk about the bandwagon losing momentum.
Yeah.
People had I mean, Superman was a brand that people loved. People went
but
to
DC
see Superman.
Was not the brand.
Yes. Right, but so now
that's
they're
an excellent point,
to sell
Larry.
DC as a brand.
That's an excellent
and
point.
And it's not going to work as well.
No, right. They sold Marvel. Super, no.
They've hurt the Superman brand.
By putting him in the DC brand.
Well, no, just by the crappy movies they've released.
But they put him in that movie because...
I like Man of Steel... Only for the fact that it was better than Superman Returns.
It was better than Superman Returns.
The best
but
DC movies out there
but I like the guy
don't
played
exist
Superman
in this
Returns
universe.
Like, all right, people don't like DC movies. They like Batman movies.
Yes.
But people
but
like Marvel
movies.
I don't like
I do think
movies.
That you can make a very important distinction
I mean people
between
in general do, not you.
The
I mean people in general.
I only like the Joker and the Two-Face.
The Marvel sticker is...
It.
bigger than the superhero sticker.
Exactly.
I feel as though Green Lantern did do badly.
It did.
It did not hurt Marvel.
So here's
badly,
the question.
So they were already in full swing at that.
So then here's the question, though.
But
hold on.
You put 5 years of DC movies already out. Could hurt them.
But no,
if there's a preponderance
here
of them,
depends.
I would agree with that if one thing didn't already happen.
No.
And that DC backed out of their date because of Civil War.
Oh, right? Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, no, that's
nobody
cares about
that. Is a good point.
That's a great example.
That is,
they were
people
like
us
it
care
is
about
indicative
that.
Do
we care about that?
That?
Batman and Superman are on the title. We didn't even get Dawn of Justice at the time. It was Batman
but we
and Superman.
Have gotten that.
The two biggest
that never
super-
should have even been on.
Well, hold on.
Jules has a good point because
it's Batman and Superman, the two biggest properties
that's
in comic
their
books.
Biggest guns.
And right. You know what? They backed out of Captain America, America 3.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not even the first Captain America
that's
movie.
A good
it's the
point.
Third Captain
it
America.
Is.
I think
we didn't even get Civil War yet.
It's
we didn't
a nice
know it was Civil War.
Illustration of DC not wanting that fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've already gotten the whimper.
They know they're not
going
to win.
Oh, you know what? We're not going to go against Cap.
And
three.
I mean, even if
we haven't heard Civil War, we
well,
haven't heard
like
all
said,
the characters going
to
be.
Now we can retroactively
to
say totally the right call because
totally
Cap 3
right
is actually Avengers 2.5.
You don't
and
have
it has
to
Spider-Man
win,
in it.
Though. You don't have to win. DC doesn't have to win.
I don't think Warner
they just
Brothers
have to
is
not
trying
lose.
To win.
No, no, Warner Brothers is not trying
win.
To
lose.
They're trying to make a
buck. They're not
shitty,
trying to lose either.
Even
they're just trying to cash in. They're just trying to cash in on
the Green Lantern
current.
I bought it on. I bought it on Blu-ray. I bought it on Blu-ray because
it was better than Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm just saying.
Batman.
That's the most incredible everyone has ever said.
Hold on.
Hey,
just because you don't agree with me does not make my answer incorrect.
Wait.
Overwhelming
but,
majority of people.
Yeah, hold on, I don't like that.
Overwhelming
movie.
Majority.
So,
in all fairness, though, guys, we all agree everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Oh, of course,
he's speaking.
We all disagree
all the time.
I couldn't even hear what y'all were saying, except for I heard Taylor say you're the most wrong person ever.
Yeah,
I didn't like Guardians.
Yeah,
I thought Guardians was too high.
I like Guardians. I didn't like it. I thought Green Lantern was better than the Guardians.
It doesn't matter
so.
What we think. It matters in this conversation, in this context, it matters what the overall population feels.
Okay, so
you know how you sell one of the most popular superhero movies today.
You know how you sell DC movies?
I'm not
movies?
Saying my opinion, just... As
it,
far as
with a bunch of comic book characters that no one had ever heard.
Nobody had ever heard.
I bought Green Lantern the movie on Blu-ray because it came with a free skin for Arkham City.
But check this out. If you look at DC Comics as a brand...
So you bought a free skin for Arkham City that came with Green Lantern movie.
Exactly.
About $20.
Okay, but rolling it back to what we were originally talking about.
Yeah, hold on. Let's talk about these brands. Because there's a good example
here. This Comic-Con is DC's chance to put on a show.
To bring us back.
If you look at DC Comics as a brand, they do not sell DC Comics. They sell Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
And
they sell characters.
And I don't Marvel like what they're doing with Batman right now.
Marvel does not do that.
And that's,
Marvel sells Marvel as a brand. They're throwing Beast on an Inhumans team.
They're
throwing an X-Men on a Guardians
really,
of the Galaxy
that's
team.
That's the way to do it.
It's not the way to do it. It's just the way Marvel does it. And
you know
they succeed.
But that is the way to do it. Is make it all under... This is just Marvel.
You know what?
You
that
Marvel.
You say that, but in the
DC
80s...
DC can't do it.
But no, they didn't have to do it, because Superman and Batman sold for them.
So well. I know, but they can't do it
But
now.
They're taking...
Bullshit!
Last Superman movie made all of its money back. The only
sure
people
did.
Who gripe about it are the people who don't like that Superman killed at the end of the movie, even though
he killed...
killed
in other movies!
He killed Zod in the other movie.
I know,
exactly.
That's what I said.
Exactly.
I personally enjoyed the Superman
movie. I liked
movie,
it, too.
I liked it.
But I'm not a Superman fan. I'm not a superhero fan. I enjoyed
I
it.
Superman.
But
I
that's
a
good
popcorn
thing.
Movie.
The
but
two
I,
different
don't,
routes.
I didn't
I like
enjoy
Superman
it as much as Iron Man
no,
or Guardians of the
no.
Galaxy.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I did like Man Steel Up to Right. I didn't like it as good as I liked the Iron Man movies. I didn't like it as good as I liked the Avengers movies.
I didn't like Man of Steel because I actually like Lois Lane. Like, I went to school for journalism, and, like, Lois Lane's a cool character, and I feel like she was forced.
She was a little nervous,
and she was,
too.
But I didn't
she comes
think
out
she
of
was
I didn't
a,
like any of the Superman
I
movies.
She didn't,
so.
She
didn't
come
out of nowhere. Much of a,
love story's rushed.
It was
yeah.
rushed. But
Lois Lane
think
has always
needed,
been cool because she didn't need Superman.
I don't know
Superman.
So much.
I like,
Lois
that's,
Lane.
That was like
the
theme of Steel.
The part I hated about the movie,
because
it was all product placement. They shot the first 5 minutes of it through a Nikon lens.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm a camera shooter.
But I
can't
did
shoot
like
it, so.
Lois Lane in that movie.
Like,
I thought
really
she didn't feel like she needed to be saved all
so
the time.
So if they had been using a Canon.
Exactly my point. Lois Lane doesn't actually need Superman. That's the whole point of her in the comic books.
Okay.
But that's
on
the
same don't
want that.
How many
character.
Times do we have to see Batman's parents die?
How many times? Every time.
How many times do we got to see Uncle Ben die?
Every time.
I don't want that. I want some of these beginning stories again.
When you're telling the story from the beginning, you have to tell the story from the beginning.
Not if people know it.
It doesn't matter. Nolan's Batman still did better than most superhero trilogies have ever known.
Okay, you know what?
Better than the Iron Man trilogy.
Okay.
A good example, though, Spider-Man, even though you guys don't like this movie, is Guardians starts in the middle. Everyone has already had their origin, and this team gets assembled.
Oh, they started with
that's our origin.
But everybody else?
But there was
the movie's about Star-Lord. It's not really about Star-Lord.
Everybody else is supporting. I think that's what I didn't like
about
Guardians.
Okay, hold on, though.
Was the fact that
no one knew who Star-Lord was.
Exactly.
They needed his origin.
Exactly.
They don't need Spider-Man's. And I don't think they
know
they
was Spider-Man's
origin. But even to admit, in the part where you're talking about nobody knows who Star-Lord is, even in the movie they say, who's
Star-Lord? Exactly.
And then play that up.
That's a great example of how they accept the fact that nobody knows who he is.
Exactly.
They're introducing Spider-Man in someone else's movie.
Yes.
I would be flabbergasted if they took time to kill Uncle Ben in the middle of Cap 3.
That's different. That's different.
No, and you know
what? In his own movie, they will already have introduced the character, and I doubt they're going
to
do the origin.
They flashback to that moment.
Maybe a flashback. Maybe like,
no, they'll flashback. What's the difference? They did the same thing in Batman. He wasn't a little kid. They did the same thing in Batman. It was a flashback.
Listen.
They won't do
a flashback. Oh, maybe him remembering Uncle Ben. Not necessarily showing him getting his powers and Uncle Ben getting killed. Maybe they'll show a flashback of Uncle Ben.
They'll do them
going to do something together.
Instead of him being killed,
they
could, but they don't.
But it's still okay if they do.
I doubt they're going to do origins.
Origin stories.
I think you're right.
Origin stories. When did you ever see a movie and be like, man, that movie was great except for stupid Batman origin? Who cares that they show his parents getting killed every time?
But you waste 10 minutes of
I've now played 4 Batman Arkham games.
I played four.
Every single game, there's an outline drawing of his parents dead.
Yeah.
Every single game.
It's
and
the
all
crux of the character.
But it isn't
why he's around. It's why Batman is around.
A shout-out to something is not the same thing as doing the origin again.
Exactly. I'll give
Batman
you that.
Batman trying to save Gotham has become Batman's crux. We have long moved past his
Batman
parents
Batman is
dying.
The reason Batman is Batman.
Jason Todd's death is more important
than Batman
saying
nowadays.
I agree. I agree.
No, that's bullshit. There would be no Batman without his parents' death.
I agree.
It's an important part of the character.
But he's moved past that.
But
he's had other...
I have.
He's had other... fails in his life
about
that are worse than that.
You're talking from
the death of Jason Todd.
No, you're talking from your own perspective. We have to make a movie for everybody.
We really need to get onto something else.
We don't need to make a movie for everybody.
This is what we're going
to
get onto.
We need to make a movie just for people like us.
No, what I said is we need to talk about something else. I'm pretty sure this is getting pretty old.
No,
we're talking about the movies. That's DC's only thing they can do. To win this San Diego Comic-Con is with these movies.
I don't think they can win.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they can win. I just think they could not lose. I don't think they could win.
They're not going to lose.
What I'm waiting for, just to change direction, is to see how they handle some of the chick movies.
Like what?
I mean, I know I'm headed back into the girl territory, but we've got Wonder Woman coming out. We've got the new TV show with
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. We've got Supergirl.
Supergirl, the TV show,
and then the movie of Captain Marvel.
Jessica Jones.
I mean, you know, we're headed into a lot of female territory in the next year or two.
Well, I can talk that up a little bit. The Black Panther director was the Selma director.
She's
who
also
off
helped
it. She's off of it.
Is she off of it?
She had disagreements with producers.
That's so sad.
And that leads me to believe that no, maybe we're not going to cross either the gender or the racial divide that superhero movies
you think they're
that the comic books that source of these have addressed over and over and over and over again.
Well, the comics, we are entering a pretty great new era of a lot of great female-centered characters.
Female writers, the all-new Wolverine is female.
Okay, and I know you don't like
it, Laura,
but the two head writers of the show are both female and are now going to write the Captain Marvel comic book. That's actually a big deal. Kind of looking forward to reading that. I've seen the TV show trailer for Supergirl.
I really liked it though. It was enough to draw my attention. The trailer for Supergirl, the action.
The first one I saw drew me in. So the second one, I haven't seen it.
It had a really bad timing, the first like 5 minute clip thing, because it came out right after Marvel did the SNL
Black Widow bit.
And it was like disturbingly similar.
Yeah, it's almost like SNL just went like, we got a clip of this first. We're going to make Black Widow do this entire trailer that they're fixing to put out for Supergirl.
Well, okay, but see, production there is a saving grace here, because a movie like that for Black Widow would be absurd, because they've already established the character is not like that. This Supergirl character, she can be whatever. She can be that, sure.
She can be whatever she wants.
I think they should make a Black Widow movie. I think they should. It's absurd. I actually had to laugh.
He bought me a t-shirt. It says Black Widow School for Assassins. Love the t-shirt. Haven't gotten to wear it yet. I would love to see a TV show based around her childhood and growing up to learn to be an assassin. I think that would be an awesome TV show. There's really nothing else to tell about Black Widow.
Well, I don't want them to get too much into her past.
There's really no more story to tell.
You get too much, and then she's not as good a sidekick, dude.
I'm sorry. She's sidekick.
She is, I'm willing to take her out of
that, though. No, that's cool.
I'm willing to take her out of that, though.
Sidekick and supporting character are two different things, and it is...
She's a sidekick, dude.
You're doing a character a disservice to make her...
I am doing the movie character a disservice, not the comic book character. In the comic book, she's the shit.
I'm saying
she's
in the movie, you are doing her a disservice. She's awesome in the movies.
I'm not saying she's not awesome.
She kicks all the ass.
She's definitely Steve Rogers' sidekick.
I did not... In the first Avengers movie, she was a sidekick. In the first Avengers movie. Second Avengers movie, she moved away from that.
In the first movie, she moved away from that. She does more than Cap does in the second Cap movie.
Absolutely.
She saves
you mean when she's his bodyguard?
Him. Yeah, exactly. Like, Captain America couldn't defend himself.
Like Foggy? Like a sidekick?
When the sidekick saves your butt more than you save their butt, that's what you have a sidekick for.
Come on, man. How many times are you going to save Batman more than Batman saves?
No one can understand a goddamn word we're saying.
Kato is not the sidekick. Kato is the hero. I'm sorry. You know, everywhere beyond America, they put Kato show.
Technically, Penny is the hero, but it's still called Inspector Gadget.
Fair. That is true. But in all fairness, everywhere beyond, the dog is better than Inspector Gadget. Yeah. In Europe, it's called the Kato Show. In Asia, it was called the Kato Show.
Well, it's America, and America's all that matters.
I grew up in America, and I watched this Kato Show in Spanish as a child, and it was called the Kato Show.
Growing up, Bruce Lee was the main character. I think there are other Marvel female characters
that they could explore in the movies, and it would be more compelling than further exploring Black Widow.
I agree with that. I like Black Widow. I think she's cool.
I think Captain Marvel's going to be great.
I think Captain Marvel's going to be awesome.
I think it'll be good.
It could be good, yeah.
Well, I agree, I'm more concerned with Wonder Woman.
This is
good and indicative of what we were talking about earlier.
We don't know who's directing Captain Marvel.
We don't know who's directing Captain Marvel.
We don't know who's starring.
They haven't cast her yet, but we're still confident that it's going to be great because it's a Marvel movie. Meanwhile, we're worried about the Wonder Woman movie, even though every new piece of news that comes out makes me more confident about it.
But I'm still worried.
I'm not crazy about the woman they've chosen to play. I'm okay. You know what? Okay, a bit of a tangent here, but okay.
After Sunday's soccer game, the Women's World Cup final. Carly Lloyd needs to be Wonder Woman.
Dude, right? Yes, because she is in real life. That would be cool.
Saying all that, Carly Lloyd will probably end up being some Marvel character. They're already talking to Beyonce about being Medusa.
No, they are talking to Beyonce, but it is not for Medusa.
You don't think?
We don't know.
Queen Bey needs to go away.
We don't know what it's for. Oh, I would love her.
She'd
as
make
Monica
a perfect
Rambeau.
Misty Knight. She'd make a great Dazzler, although it's a different universe.
Don't hurt my.
She'd be a great
She'd
Dazzler.
Be a great Dazzler. Oh yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
But I think she would not make a good Medusa.
Really? No. I think she could pull it off.
No. Monica Rambeau though.
Yeah. Monica Rambeau though. That would be really cool.
Yeah. Are we wrapping? Are we final thought?
Well, yeah, it's been 90 plus minutes here.
Oh wow.
Awesome. Wow. Well, it's a special occasion.
It is. But we have everybody.
It's a double sidecast. We didn't miss a beat. Yeah. I hit recording early just and let you rant and go, and it's been
I like ranting.
Fast paced, everything.
We've enjoyed it.
So, I love ranting. Final thought.
I appreciate y'all listeners sticking with us for all of Gomer's ranting.
If you want longer shows, let us know.
We'll do longer ones.
Right. When I'm here.
And if you'd like to listen to Gomer rant, I'm sure
you can come by the comments
request. He will put out a podcast of nothing.
I'm thinking about doing some YouTube videos for the website.
That would be awesome.
Can we get back to that?
Gomer.
Yeah, we should definitely.
We should definitely get back to that.
We should talk about that later.
Yeah.
Gomer.
Final thought.
Final thought.
Outright Geekery is currently under construction, but the old site is still up and running. Go visit, but the new site is looking so pretty.
Big things.
If I do say so myself, my hands hurt from all the coding I've been doing, but
Just looking forward to Comic-Con this weekend.
Yeah, me too. Very good.
I wish that there was more on Spike than what they usually show. They usually show a little bit here, a little bit there.
Go to the internet, dude.
Yeah, the internet.
I know,
Spike
but
TV is for people who don't have
the
internet.
I know.
San Diego Comic-Con.
I know,
it
but
really
you,
is.
But you can go,
but does
you can
a better
go,
job of
but you can go to
no
different
shit.
Sites and show different things.
Hashtag STCC on Twitter
this is
does
where
better
I,
than
this
Spike.
This is where
I
kind of miss G4.
Yeah,
G4 did very well.
G4 did a really good job.
But that's all they did well.
I think then they should have
coverage.
A show just telling
like
you
the back of the show and
what website
like
to go to.
If,
for
like
what?
If you go
over.
To, what's that streaming? Ustream.
Ustream.
If you go to Ustream and just search.
Last time
for
went to Ustream, last time went to Ustream, I had a problem viewing the video.
Twitch will have stuff too.
Yeah.
The gaming thing, Twitch will have con coverage as well.
Yep. But yeah, no, seriously, go to the hashtag on Tumblr or Twitter and you'll get way more
coverage.
You'll
get a lot
than
of more
action even now.
But I just wish there was more on the TV.
Yeah.
Because I do have a friend that he doesn't have a computer.
Mm. Well, he should buy a Roku and put it on his TV.
He's constantly calling me or texting me going, what'd they say now? What'd they say now? Like when E3 was out, he's like, what did PlayStation say now? What did Xbox say now?
They said buy a computer.
Dude. Get your computer and look it up.
I said, if you don't have a computer you don't have enough money to buy a console. So.
Well, that's all they buy is computer is buy
video
gaming
game
consoles.
Stuff.
So.
Nice.
That's how they do their stuff.
Then watch it on the PlayStation Network.
That's right.
They didn't show enough.
They didn't. Oh,
just and Xbox,
Powers Panel.
And Xbox.
Just Sony stuff.
Xbox didn't show enough of what went on for Xbox that day.
No.
It was horrible.
Their What's entire... Up, girl? All of them, their entire con.
Wait, final thoughts, guys.
Yeah.
We're on there.
So, for me, if we want information from Comic-Con, I can actually get a hold of Samantha Newark, who is Gem. Yay! Because she's actually there right now.
Cool,
and they have
fun.
A new doll there that I'm dying to have. And it's $149, but it's like an interchangeable costume head Gem doll, and I really, really want it. But
nice,
it's always cool.
I don't
seeing,
have $49.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen
the
Ant-Man
swag?
Mine's so bad.
So cool.
But I'm actually
voice,
in touch
man?
With her, and I'm
you never heard my extremely excited voice?
I don't ever want to again.
And nobody does, not even me.
See, he actually teases me about mine. So my extremely excited thing is he cracks up at it. But anyway, I'm hoping to have Samantha here for an interview sometime soon. So that would be cool. I'm hoping to do it before the movie, so we'll get to hear some things.
And maybe talk to Pizzazz.
And I actually found out Pizzazz only lives about 10 minutes away from her, so I might be able to get the head of the Misfits and the head of Gem and the Holograms here for an interview.
That would be the best.
Crossing my fingers, I can get them both.
Dude, they could have a battle right here.
They're actually best friends.
That's
so
weird.
I don't even want to think about that.
Samantha even said that her favorite character is Pizzazz.
Is Pizzazz,
that's awesome.
Not even her own character.
Adam.
I got nothing.
What about your book? Talk about your awesome book that's going to be
reviewed.
That
does look pretty cool.
Yeah, man,
that
thing looks epic.
It's actually out now because it's over there on the bookshelf. They just. Titan.
It looks like
books.
One of the books from the game. If
it
I remember,
it is.
Right.
It is a collection of the books from the game.
Every book you find
the
in the game
looks like one.
Oh
of,
yeah,
like,
yes,
it looks like
yeah.
the Legend of the Dragonborn or whatever
and
from the game.
It is literally just a collection of a whole bunch of books from the game.
Ooh, maps. I love maps.
It's got maps. It's got a lot of really great art in it.
I love maps too, man. I love maps. Nah, man.
But that does look pretty dope.
That'll be reviewed soon on Outright Geekery.
Taylor? I'm working on it.
Well, no one's mentioned motorcycles yet today.
Damn it! Oh! Oh! Talk about Tokyo Ghost a little bit.
Okay, well, we mentioned Akira, so close enough, let's move on.
Whatever. If you don't have a final thought by now, it's been an hour and a half, dude.
Well, we've said everything.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's more just like that last rant just sapped me of any real thought.
Got any shows coming up or, you know, concerts or anything you're doing?
No.
All right. What happened to your podcast? I thought you were doing like a nightly podcast sort of thing, weekly music
request thing.
I do a monthly DJ night.
You don't record that and throw it out on the internet?
Nah.
You should,
well,
dude.
You should, dude.
Nah, I'd listen.
That's too much effort.
Oh, and all this hitting that red record button.
No,
you're such a pain in the ass.
Like you using somebody else's music.
Yeah.
You have to pay a license.
Sure. Secondly, also, all the stuff we do is straight vinyl, and so
it's hard to record.
Yeah, it's harder to
and
record
you lose on digital. With the digital.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Blow me. You lose something with the digital.
You do.
You know what you lose? Having thousands of records everywhere. That's what you lose.
That's why true. The audio.
Maybe some people care more about the quality, Gomer.
Yeah,
audio files.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy more records.
You could read all of this digitally.
Are picking up,
but you don't.
I'd have to pay for them. I'd support this place. Exactly. If I could get them digitally for free, hell no, I ain't buying them. And I do get most of them digitally for free. We do.
We do.
So if you want something, hit me up.
Not you.
Not you, Reader.
No, you guys can too. Anybody listening, if you want
to
review for the website, if you want to review for Outright Geekery, you can definitely review for Outright Geekery.
It sounded as though you were like, I'm going to give away all
I'm going to BitTorrent everything. No, I am not BitTorrent.
We already lost like half our comics that we get. They're going to hear this and it's just like,
the publishers love us and we love them. It's not going to change.
Final thought. Good night, Elaine. Ant-Man comes out next week. I have never been more excited for a movie than I am.
I need to find someone to see it with.
Can we say that there has been a, like, in my opinion, must-see movie every week.
Magic Mike.
For like the past 3 months. It's been amazing.
It's been mind-blowing. Absurd summer of movies. But
so
I'm
so
most excited for Ant-Man.
I heard that Terminator was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that's what I heard too.
If so, that means 3 for 3 on Summer of Nostalgia movies.
Oh, that's true.
Because Mad Max was great. I heard Jurassic World was good. And apparently Terminator's good. So that just leaves
us. And then there's Inside Out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic World will
beat Inside Out.
Oh, my God.
All I know is I want to see Ant-Man.
When you hear something,
my favorite character
is Oh, Mission Impossible was the other one from Nostalgia Summer here.
That's coming out soon too, right?
Yeah.
Larry?
Friend,
got
any?
Final thought?
I know
Final thoughts.
Well, apparently, I have to consider that about you guys. I guess they don't like Guardians, like Green Lantern. Yeah. Your opinion now means nothing.
I didn't like Green Lantern.
That's
good. Vegas is good. Pick it up.
Yep.
Check us out. ComicCity2.com in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Check us out. OutrightGeekery.com. ComicCity2.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Google, everything but LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. I'm actually on LinkedIn, and Outright Geekery is one of my jobs on there.
Oh, okay.
We are technically on LinkedIn.
I'm gonna grab some.
There you go.
Man, I think I'm gonna hit some Sonic today, man.